You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
Welcome, everyone, to episode number 169 of the Metal Geeks Podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am Kerry the Metal Geek, along with
George Tripsis.
George what?
Motherfucking Tripsis, sorry.
Thank you.
I was trying to be nice and kind.
And again, Dave's not here. He's preparing something for work. So we brought a special guest onto the show. His name is Ryan, and he is the host, founder,
yeah,
of the I Am Geek podcast.
I Am Geek, that's us.
That's you.
Are you a geek, though?
Oh, yeah. May not look at it with this chiseled chin.
With this chiseled chin and perfect beard over there.
Your beard is pretty perfect.
Big time geek. Well, I can't grow the hair on top of my head, so it just all migrated down.
I can't grow it here, so I keep it all up here. So. For those who are listening at home, I can't grow facial hair. That's what I was getting
at. It's spotty at best.
Spotty at best. You're absolutely right. So anyway, that being said, this is not the facial hair podcast.
It is not.
It could be. I mean,
I'm sure there is a facial hair body podcast.
Everything.
So what we're going to do first is talk to Ryan about his show and what his show, what I Am Geek, is all about.
Oh, we just did. You do geek stuff, right?
No, no, no. We're going to do more than that.
I'm just choking.
So give me the history. Give me the rundown. What made you want to start a podcast?
So my brother is an animator. So he animates movies. Right now he's working on video games. He's working on...
I know what he's working on now.
Oh, what do you know?
Doom.
Doom Eternal. Yep. Yep,
he's working on Doom Eternal. Cool.
The latest trailer that came out was all his stuff.
So as an animator, is he like a video game animator or does he do cinematic animation?
He did cinematic.
Okay.
And then he just wanted to change the pace.
What did he work on?
So he worked on X-Men First Class.
Okay, that's a good one.
Night of Museum.
Okay.
Life of Pi. He did the tiger for Life of Pi.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Yeah, so
I mean, there was like dozens of people who worked on that, but he's one of the guys.
He's one of the guys that worked on the actual tiger.
That's super cool.
He helped them win an Oscar. So he got to hold it and all that stuff.
That's even even cooler.
Yeah, he's worked on just tons of stuff. Aliens in the Attic. That was one of his first ones.
Which one?
Aliens in the Attic. It's an old movie.
Yeah, I don't even know that.
That was
it's
one of his
terrible
first
movie.
Ones.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, gosh. What else? So, I mean, he's worked on a Yogi Bear, Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Everybody's got to pay their dues, I guess, right?
Yeah. But he loved
it. Got to start somewhere.
You know, he's a big X-Men fan, so when he got the chance to work on that.
He worked on the only good one, so that's
good. He did work on the only good
true.
One. He even snuck his like initials in to one of the scenes where it's a scene where they bend the bars of a bed frame.
Okay, in that room. Yeah, I remember that.
And when it bends, he bends his initials into the actual bars.
What's his initials?
At CLS.
I want to look for it next time I watch First
Class.
You
gotta like really look for it.
It's hidden within the ripples.
But it's cool to see his like name on the movies, like in the credits.
Yeah, that's super cool. Do you ever get a chance to like go to premieres with him and stuff?
No, not really.
Is he out in L.A. or?
He was out in L.A. and now he's in Dallas.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. Well, okay. Because that's where it is, right?
Yep.
Where is what?
Id Software.
Yeah.
Oh.
The makers of Doom. The purveyors of Doom.
So is he just kind of like a traveling animator?
No, I mean, he lived in L.A. for years. And then right after Life of Pi, the studio that he worked for went bankrupt.
Yeah, they went bankrupt before they got the Oscar.
Yeah, so they got the Oscar and then they're like, okay, nobody has a job anymore.
I remember that whole controversy thing. That was really fucked up.
So then they moved to Dallas, and there's an animation studio there that he worked for a long time, and I forget the name of it right now, but then he moved over to work on Doom Eternal.
Super cool.
Yeah, so it's super cool. So me and him, like, we talk all the time on the phone, and I became a stay-at-home dad when we moved to Houston, so I need...
Where did you move from?
Florida. Okay. So we lived in Tampa for like 10 years, and then we lived in Jupiter, which is on the East Coast, for like 4 years. So
Jupiter's in space, bro. Yeah. Just letting you know.
People always say that. Like, where'd you live? Jupiter? And they're like, oh, the planet.
Ba-doops.
Yeah. So then we moved here.
It's right next to Uranus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We moved here for my wife's job. So we switched roles because we have two little kids. When we first moved here, we only had one kid. But so being a stay-at-home dad, I didn't have any adults to talk to. And I'm like, let's start a podcast. Because we talk on the phone about all this geek stuff and all the stuff that he's doing. I'm like, let's just start a podcast. So we started a podcast and talk about all things geek. But we have on animators. We have on artists, comic book artists, YouTubers, a lot of people in the industry. And we talk about all the industry stuff. And then we ask them, okay, what do you geek out about? And then we just go into all kinds of geeky stuff. So we have fun.
That's very cool.
Yeah, well, you've had one of my favorite YouTubers on, who you're friends with, the Tim Tracker.
Yeah, Tim.
Watch him every day. Every day of my life.
Great guy. Yeah. We loved having him on. He's busy, so.
Yeah.
Super busy, so he's hard
he's
to
the video vlogger that does Walt Disney stuff, right?
He does a lot, yeah. Yeah. There's a bunch of them that I'm into. Him and Adam the Woo, who we met. Remember we were in line when we were at Disney? We were in line for Spaceship Earth. And I ran to that YouTuber guy.
That big burly guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I was freaking out. I'm like, is that? It is. It's cool.
He's a super nice guy, too. I got to go to Halloween Horror Nights with him.
Yeah.
Here. And because he seems was with cool. Tim. So it was like three of us wandering around.
I bet you there's like only like four really good travel bloggers. They always hang out together.
There's a small handful that they do hang out together.
He's like, yeah, we're corner of the market.
It's sort of hard to break into that scene, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Unless you're like best buds with them.
Yeah. The other one I watch is Justin Skarsgård. Do you watch him?
Oh, yeah. I've met him a couple of times.
Justin who?
Justin Skarsgård.
Never heard of him.
He's cool. So he sort of got his start with Adam the Woo. Adam the Woo sort of got him into it. Why don't you...
Did they all talk about theme park stuff?
Some of them do. Well, Adam the Woo and Justin will do other... they do like roadside attractions a lot too, that type of stuff, you know?
Hmm.
They'll go on just on driving trips and just cover everything.
Wish YouTube would pay for my driving trip.
Oh, shit.
Justin's big with Route 66. He'll travel the whole Route 66.
I've always wanted to do that.
Me too.
Pretty cool.
I want to go from Chicago to LA.
Is that on Route 66?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Chicago.
Did not know that.
In LA.
Yep.
Yeah. He's a nice guy too. So they're all three of those guys are really great guys.
So I don't want to give away too much, but is he really like that in real life? Is he super hyper like that all the time?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like when you get to, if you hang out with him a little bit, he is.
Yeah.
But he's sort of shy.
Okay.
But
I can see that.
When I met him, I had my kids with him and he was just like hanging out with them, like dancing around with them at Epcot and stuff.
Yeah.
So he's really friendly. All three of those guys are really friendly. Like if you go up to him,
I always hear that. I mean, Adam the Woo, he was real nice.
Yeah.
But it was like, we were here in line and he was on this part of the switchback. So I was like, I talked to him for like as long as I could and he's got a picture with him though.
Yeah. They're super nice guys. And then we had World of Micah. Do you know him?
I do. I don't know if I watched him as much as the other guys.
We had him on an episode. Really nice guy. He sort of hangs out with them
now
and then. So yeah.
Now you're on the show. You've lowered yourself.
Yeah. How far
the mighty have fallen?
I'm about to say, how far the mighty have fallen on this show?
So how long have you been doing the show?
You know, let's see. We just did episode 118.
Ha, we got you beat. I'm just kidding.
Gosh, a little over 2 years, maybe?
Okay.
Never mind. You don't have us beat. Carrie's been doing this for 10 years.
Oh, yeah. No.
The show has not been 10 years.
Oh, it's not? How long has the show been going on?
Metal Geeks was maybe... It's been 7, 8 years.
I didn't show up until like about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Or five.
Yeah, about five now.
Is it five? But God, I've been... Damn.
My first podcast I ever
for
put
five
out...
5 years? Jesus.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Yeah, it was my first podcast I ever put out was in 2005. The first episode of MSR Cast.
Small world.
We've been doing it 3 years.
14 years.
I don't even know how many years we've been doing it.
Very cool, man. Bad.
But I was a musician before this, so I'm sort of used to the mixing and editing. So,
do you do all the production work?
Yeah. So it's all me.
Fill that.
The guys come on and they say, good night, going to bed. And then I stay up and edit it all and get it out. But I like it. It's fun. So that's sort of us in a nutshell.
No, this is you in a
nutshell. Yeah.
So tell me about the Battle Royale with cheese.
So that was like when we first, like our first year doing it, we were trying to, I think it was around summertime, we were trying, what were we going to do for the summer?
Oh, you even have that on your phone.
Yeah, that's my personal I Am Geek phone case.
Personal marketing.
Yeah, I mean,
if you're not branding yourself, what's the point?
Who else will?
Who else will?
Really, the reason I did this is because I needed a new case because my LifeProof case did not last for life and fell apart. So I went on and got an OtterBox for like $14, but it was pink with tree branches and stuff.
You didn't like pink.
And I didn't like it.
Oh.
So I made dents in.
There you go. It's a good upgrade.
Yeah.
Please explain your slogan.
Oh, we were trying to think of something to do, and I was like, let's do like a battle royal type thing where we pit, because I'm a big wrestling fan too, where we just pit a bunch of stuff.
There's a
together.
Lot of cross-pollination with podcasting and
wrestling.
And wrestling. Really, and a lot of movie critics too are like started out as wrestling critics, which is weird.
I'm not a wrestling guy per se, but I've watched it.
My dad loves wrestling.
What?
My dad loves wrestling.
I thought you said you download wrestling.
Yes, exactly.
I downloaded it.
I don't watch it. I just download
it straight into my brain. That's how I know it.
I wrestled in high school, so I've got that sort of
background.
Oh, okay.
I got it. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Chisel chin, you know.
It's part of the, about to say, it's part of the chisel chin look. Makes sense.
Greek wrestling.
Greco-Roman wrestling.
Greco-Roman.
Oh, yeah.
Only togas allowed?
No, nothing.
Wow.
Tennessee, so you know.
There you go. Get lathered up before you start doing it.
That's after a lot of whiskey.
Moonshine.
Moonshine.
That's how we have it there. But so, what was I talking about?
Battle Royale.
Oh, Battle Royale. So we decided to take a bunch of different characters. You know, it's a typical thing that people have done, but we sort of put our spin on it. So we did, like we did Legolas versus Shredder.
Uh-huh.
And then we had the with cheese part, which is we had a bunch of different weapons and different things, and we pull one out of the hat, and then that person would also get a lightsaber or something else.
That's cheating.
Well, that's what made it different. So,
that's what made it cheesy.
Yeah, that's what made it cheesy. So it turned it on its head. But the first episode we did, I don't know if Catron, he's one of my other hosts. I don't know if he'll listen to this, but because I'm going
to
make fun of him a little bit here.
He better listen to it.
If you're
going to
make fun of him, he better listen to it.
So he didn't really get it at first what we were doing. So basically it was sort of like a debate back and forth. And so the first thing he says, well, Legolas pulls out an arrow and shoots Shredder in the neck. That's and game over. And we're like, what?
You can't do that because like Shredder and his whole neck and face are protected.
Well, that was a short episode. But and then he was like, I don't think I get what we're doing. So we tweaked it a little bit and then he got it, but it was funny.
One of the things what I liked about it is we introduced it as part of the podcast program at Comic Palooza this year, and one of the things I want to do is sort of make a bracket out of it.
Yeah.
So we're trying to maybe do it off Comic Palooza show, so maybe leading up to it, then have other shows and everybody just meet up at the show. Because I want to do it.
It'd be fun.
I don't have time.
So it's
kind of
like Super Fight.
In a way, yeah.
Yeah, in a way. But we have cheese, though, so.
Yeah, that's what makes it different.
Yeah.
It's like the special sauce.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't ask what that special sauce is. I worked at a Jack in the Box when I was...
It's Thousand Island.
It's not.
It's Thousand Island expired 4 months ago?
It's somebody taking the vat into the bathroom and adding his own special sauce to it.
There you go.
He got fired for it, but it happened.
Hey. When it feels right.
That's right.
Make it tight.
Got to make it a little creamier.
So anyway, tell us more about your show.
So that's pretty much it. We have like this last week we had the new episode. We had Tyler Dean. You know Tyler Dean?
I do know Tyler Dean.
He came back on. He's a big friend of the show, and he comes on a lot. Tyler Dean and then his friend Hank Bagwell, which is he's a director, actor, producer guy.
I've heard him on the show. I know Tyler from Tim Tracker videos, and then he was on what was the name of that podcast he was on?
BLT.
BLT. Thank you.
Yeah. I met Tyler through Tim, I think.
Yeah.
And we just sort of hit it off. He lives in Nashville. He's his dad is Ronnie McDowell, which is a famous country singer, or Nashville singer. He did a lot with Elvis, stuff like that.
That's probably,
I knew who
probably
he was.
Why he can afford to make movies.
Yeah.
That's Roddy McDowell. Right?
I don't know.
Two different people.
I have no idea anymore. Okay. I'm lost.
Ronnie McDowell's a singer.
Roddy McDowell is the actor.
And which one is your friend?
Singer.
Singer.
Yeah.
I knew that.
No. He didn't.
So they went on. They went to Batu. They visited Batu, Star Wars Galaxy Edge. So they came and talked about that. And then we did another episode with them. If we were stranded on a desert island and we had, for some reason, had an iPod that battery never died, what five musicians and what five movies would be on it?
I like that. I haven't listened to that episode, but I did see
five musicians. So that means you get the whole collective.
You get their whole collection of work.
Oh, so it's not just one album.
No, you get their whole collection.
That's interesting.
So it's only one movie, like just the single movie, but for musician, we did whole collection. So that means, let's say, if you picked B.B. King, whoever B.B. King is played with,
you get that song.
You get that song too.
Oh, so okay. This is interesting.
Yeah, so it's a little different take on it. So with the music one's out now, and the next week the movie will come out.
So who's not to spoil your whole episode, but who is some of your artists?
You don't
have to put them in order.
Man.
You can just
I'm going to feel bad because this is like the metal gigs.
No, it's fine.
You can tease it a little bit.
And none of them were metal.
That's
now,
fine.
Catron's all of his was like metal. Because he's
like
a big metal guy. Yeah. But I'm from Tennessee, and I'm a big folk guy.
Okay.
So
Elvis.
I had like Alison Krauss in Union Station.
Don't know who that is.
I know who they are. Never heard them.
Some of the best musicians out there.
Okay.
Like musicianship. I'm big on musicianship. So, and then I had somebody that I recently got into that I've really liked their sort of whole work was the Avett Brothers. So I don't know if they're sort of newer, but. And then I had like, who else did I have? You know, the funniest one, I'll give this one away. My brother, his first pick was Weird Al.
I like Weird Al, but I don't know if that would be like a desert pick for me.
So that was a big conversation.
You need something to lift your spirits.
It's true.
It was so funny because he was like, just think about it. He's covered everybody's work. So basically, you get everybody's song. It's just funny.
But it's all.
And he goes, and it's polka.
His polkas are great.
Yeah. So, but that little tease. Some of the other guys had more traditional, who you would think of, like Elvis or somebody like that.
Let's play this a little bit. What about George?
Oh, this sounds terrible. How's it go again?
So basically, you pick
my top five.
Yeah, or just however many you want to do, a musician, but you get their complete work.
Oh, Jesus fuck. I have no idea. Probably Otis Redding will probably be definitely one of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love Otis Redding.
He's sitting on the dock of the bay?
Yeah. Well, also, he's covered everyone's song, or vice versa. So, there's that.
Cool.
Definitely he would be in there. Who else would be in there? Silence has fallen upon the room. Trent Reznor, probably.
Okay.
Because he's worked with a lot of different artists, and
sure.
I can listen to just his stuff.
He was credited with some song we were looking at recently, and like, I was reading by Trent Reznor because they sampled something from him.
Right on.
I can't remember what it is now.
Does this count for samples, too?
I guess.
No, I maybe.
It's part of, if it's part of his stuff.
I don't listen to a lot of sampled music, so.
Because you don't like hip-hop?
I like old hip hop. You know that.
Hip hop. He's a liar.
Anything before 1990.
I'm sort of with you on that.
I don't know who else I would pick. I'm sure there's a lot more I'm not thinking of.
When you get in the car,
yeah,
you open up Spotify or whatever.
It's on shuffle all the time.
Yeah, it is on shuffle him all the time.
Well, never mind then.
Yeah, I never really. Specifically pick anybody.
I can definitely
Pick the universe choose.
I can definitely pick mine out.
Yeah, I know you could. Anthrax, 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 Anthrax.
No.
That's
just one of them.
I imagine it'd be them for all five.
No, actually, Anthrax would definitely be one of them. Of course, the Monkees would be one of them. So that includes...
Oh, the Beatles? I'd pick them.
I would pick the Beatles, too.
Because who hasn't covered a Beatles song?
That's right. I would pick Devin Townsend. So anything that he's worked on ever.
Yeah.
Probably Arion.
Okay.
Doesn't mean anything. I don't know.
That's three.
That's no, that's
oh, I guess four. You said monkeys, so yeah, that's four. Limp Bizkit.
No.
Korn. I'm trying to think of the worst things he would ever listen to.
Nickelback, probably.
I've seen Korn twice now.
Unfortunately.
Twice. I've seen him twice.
So I'm back in like 94, maybe 95, something like that.
98. At the, what was the name of that concert? It was a Family Values Tour, 98. At the giant fairgrounds. It was hot as balls.
Yeah. That's a very interesting thing. I'm trying to think of my last one. It's hard.
Somebody Good, man. It's the last one.
So I can only listen to anything they've worked on, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Maybe Hammerfall right now. I love them. Yeah.
Okay.
John Williams.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Can you say Walt Disney? Anything?
Well, my brother, I'm giving it all away, but you still have to listen.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Where do we listen?
Oh, well, you can listen anywhere. Just I Am Geek. Wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can go to iamgeekshow.com or on iTunes, I Am Geek. Now, it's all like...
One word?
Squished together, yeah.
Yeah.
So that sort of sets it apart where when you type it in, you get
things get a little geeky, weirdy.
Yeah. So yeah, it's all together.
Hans Zimmer would be another one. Because what hasn't that man done?
It's true.
Yeah, my brother picked one of the Disney composers because he's done like every Disney song. So he's like, I get all the Disney songs.
Can you do anything from the Disney parks I'd be good with?
Oh, yeah, that'd be amazing.
Now for movies, it would be even harder.
Oh, fuck. It's a one movie?
So a trilogy? I'm a big Star Wars fan, so I had to pick out one Star Wars movie.
That's easy. Empire Strikes Back.
I was about to say Empire Strikes Back.
What'd you pick? I guess you can't ruin it for your show. We'll ask you off air.
I can. I'll tell you that one.
He said episode one.
No.
Dude.
The reason
you would have to leave.
No, the reason that I picked the one that I picked is because it's the first one I remember seeing in the theater. So it holds a special place.
Return of the Jedi?
Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big Jabba Palace guy.
Yeah.
I love that scene.
Dancing Ewoks.
My first one in the theater was Empire. I think I saw the first Star Wars, but I don't remember it. Yeah. I was told I saw it, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, that's the first one I remember.
My uncle, as a kid, would take me to movies all the time. And I remember seeing Raiders of the Lost Ark in the theater. Probably shouldn't have.
Why? Raiders is great.
It was 81, right? 80?
81 or 82?
Yeah, it was probably like 7 or 8. I shouldn't have seen that movie in the theater.
Why? Nothing bad happens in that movie.
Well, just the guy's face being melted off.
I mean, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. You say that like it's a bad thing. It taught you not to look in the soul of God.
That's true.
Right?
Which I still do not do to this day. So, I don't know. Empire Strikes Back, the only movie I could watch the rest of my life?
Well, you get five of them. You get five movies.
Oh, you get five picks. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You get five picks.
All right, we'll have to think about that.
Yeah. 81. I was close. I said 82.
81, yeah. All right. So, speaking of movies, what have we seen collectively together recently?
We have together.
Not together.
I was like, we haven't seen any. I haven't seen you in like a month.
What movies have we all seen recently?
Do you want to go first?
You go first.
I saw Rocket Man. I was talking about it before we recorded.
Well,
okay, Rocket Man.
We'll go past that.
Why? It was good.
All right.
I liked it.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it? You should like
not
it.
Not yet.
You should watch it.
I got two small kids. I really get to see movies.
Yeah.
I seem like it.
It's probably not a child-friendly movie.
You get to see kids' movies, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Frozen on repeat.
You know, I've yet to see that movie all the way through.
Oh, I could do the whole movie right here for you if you want.
Can you?
Probably. We watched it again today.
I keep falling asleep watching that movie. I try to watch it. I just keep falling asleep.
Yeah, well.
Makes me a little concerned because I want to see the sequel because the trailer looks interesting.
Yeah, it looks interesting. I'm sure I'll see it multiple times.
It's all in the theater.
But so...
One of my things is I'd see every single Disney movie in the theater.
I try to.
Especially cartoon. Usually I wind up going by myself, though, unfortunately.
Mm.
Which is always awkward when you're in a theater full of kids and you're the only guy in your 40s.
You're sitting like right in the middle of them.
So
hey,
kid.
Hey, kid, you want some popcorn?
Wow, that's weird. Don't do that, kids.
I offer junior mint, all right?
Don't ever put your hand in a stranger's popcorn, all right? You never know.
Oh, look, butter.
You're never going to pull out popcorn.
Fresh butter for you, kid.
Oh, this is terrible. terrible section on the show.
Right. So anyways, I do watch movies at night when the kids go to bed.
Yeah?
My wife works out of town a lot,
sure.
So I'm like, perfect time to watch movies.
What have you seen recently?
In the theaters, I saw Ready or Not.
Yeah? God, I want to see that so bad.
Me too.
So, don't ruin it for me.
I won't ruin it for you.
But, how close to is it to, like, Cabin in the Woods, but with wedding stuff?
Sorry, I've got a little bit of cough.
Pause for effect.
He was doing the do.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit. I sort of...
Because that's what the trailer kind of gives me that vibe. That's why I
yeah, just, a little bit. I sort of was like, it's a more gory Clue.
I was going to say Clue.
I kind of got that vibe too, but it felt more... It has like a very Cabin in the Woods feel because the fact that, you know, they look like they're killing people on an annual basis for something.
Yeah.
I don't know what, but it makes me feel like it must be like for like... spiritual gods kind of thing.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the movie.
I'm looking forward
to
seeing
it. But I'm just guessing.
Yeah, I'm not going to... Let me sit back down.
He got choked up over it.
Sorry. I'm not going to ruin it for you because... But it's like funny. It's...
The trailer's really good. And yeah. The movie looks awesome.
It's got the girl from Babysitter. The Babysitter from Netflix. Have you seen The Babysitter?
No.
No. Oh. I saw the trailer for it. I didn't watch it though.
It's so good.
Is it?
Movie? Yeah.
McGee. It was a McGee movie, right?
The Babysitter on Netflix. So it's like a horror comedy type thing. Yeah.
Like the kid catches out that his babysitter is like an occult kind of deal and they like kill somebody at her house or at the kid's house.
Oh, so it's not Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter
is dead? No, not that.
It's good.
Close though.
But it's the same actress, lead actress for that movie that's in this
movie.
Yeah,
she was also in something else recently too and I can't remember what else. But I've seen her before. I just couldn't place her.
So it was really good. I recommend it. I was the only person in the theater.
Right on.
I had the whole
theater
to myself.
That's the best way to see a movie.
I know.
That is the best way to see a movie.
It was a studio movie grill, so I had a waiter come in.
I take that back. That's not the best way to see a movie.
Waiter come and sit next to you.
I'm joking. I'm just giving you a hard time.
She can't. Well, they came in and was like, you know, what's your private order, sir, because you're the only one here. I have to go to movies late at night after the kids are in bed. I mean, I don't leave the kids at home alone.
I was going to say, you said your wife's out of town a lot, so when the kids go to bed, you just sneak out.
All right, kids, I'll catch you later.
No, she was in town.
Got a 10 o'clock movie to catch.
She was in town.
Now.
I went to Target, and I was like, I texted her, and she's like, oh, everybody's in bed. And I'm like, well, I'm going to the movies, and if everybody's asleep, there's no reason coming home. So, yeah, Ready or Not, watch that.
Okay. So, see that. Got it. What
see
else?
That. I'll watch the latest Hellboy.
Don't see that. Got it.
It was okay.
Carrie bought it. It's enough to know to not watch.
I'm a Hellboy fanboy, so...
I love the Del Toro movies. This one... If Del Toro movies did not exist, this would have been a thumbs up. But since they exist, I'm like, eh.
We talked about this on... I don't remember who I talked to this about, but... Okay, the movie was had Mike Mignola's imprint on the movie, and it felt like... I do feel it was a little disjointed.
Yeah.
It felt like reading a greatest hit graphic novel. There's different sections. So a graphic novel is like, here's an issue here, but there was a overarching story maybe that sort of I'm talking about?
Yeah, I get you.
That's what the movie feels like.
Mike Mignola has pushed his name as far away as possible from that movie, which I find hilarious. He's like, oh yeah, I was a producer on it because of Hellboy, but I didn't do anything on it. He keeps saying that in every interview. I find that very funny. That you said that he had his imprint on it, and he says he doesn't.
Oh, well.
I just thought it was
maybe
funny.
Maybe he saw it.
Yeah, I would too.
I actually like David Harbour as
apparently him and the director were like butting heads
quite
a bit.
I've heard it was a very hard movie to work on.
Yeah,
very difficult movie.
Which is weird because director's made some great movies, and he's made a lot of great TV. You would assume he would make a good transition. I wonder what happened and what went south.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe the studio got involved somehow.
Well, yeah, I think a producer, a young shot, hot shot producer is like, oh, you got to have this in this movie, and you got to have that in the producer, and he was a dick about it, probably. Yeah.
I don't know. It was okay.
It looks terrible.
Yeah, what else have I watched? Oh, I watched, because I'm getting ready to go to Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando, so I watched Zombieland again.
Love that movie. I cannot wait for the sequel.
Really?
Double tap.
That movie's like 20 years too late, isn't
it? Not 20 years, it's 10 years.
Fuck, whatever.
It's funny.
They should have made a sequel 2 years after the movie came out, and they didn't. They lost their chance.
No. Nope.
So don't make the movie.
They still have a chance.
I'll still watch it.
I tried watching Zombieland again recently, and I just got so bored with it.
Really?
Yeah, it's just so boring.
But you liked Rocket Man, so.
That's yeah, because I'm right all the time.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Critics agree. Rocket Man soars, Bohemian Rhapsody flops.
All right.
Yep. Even though the same director made the same fucking movie.
What do you mean?
The director for Rocket Man was hired to fill in for Bryan Singer after he got fired from Bohemian Rhapsody, which is very early on in the production, apparently.
Who's the director? I don't even know.
I don't remember his name, but Google. I can tell you in Google 2 seconds.
I did see It Chapter 2 yesterday.
Yeah?
Good.
I was worried that it was going to be too long because they're like, oh, it's an almost 3-hour film, but it's not. It doesn't feel like it.
Hmm.
You know, like when you watch Avengers Endgame, it's like, oh, it's very
almost
daunting.
3 hours.
But it doesn't feel like that long of a movie. I like It Chapter 2. There was enough. Bill Hader was great in the
movie.
I
hear Bill Hader steals the show.
He steals that fucking movie.
Which is weird because James McAvoy is the lead.
Yeah.
And what's her face?
Yeah, Jessica Chastain.
Jessica Chastain, thank you.
Who fucking run? What movie was it?
Anything that she's in?
mostly. there was that superhero. It was the X-Men movie where she was like the bad guy.
Oh, the Dark Phoenix?
Yeah,
I didn't
so
see
fucking
that movie.
Horrible.
I haven't seen that one yet.
That was free on the cruise. We're like, yeah, we're not going to see that.
Yeah, I don't need it. The director of Rocket Man and the also somewhat Bohemian Rhapsody, his name is Dexter Fletcher.
Of course, you know.
He's very British.
Good old Fletcher.
He's an actor. You might recognize him if you saw his face. He's been in a lot of movies.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
So there you go. I really enjoyed Rocket Man.
Well, good.
I'm glad for you.
Did you hear the director of It is going to make, he wants to make a supercut?
He wants to make a
supercut.
It's a massive cut, but he wants to like follow the order of the book.
Oh, shit.
So it's like intertwining, kind of like what the miniseries did back in the 90s. He wants to do that.
There was a lot of...
Making it like into a 4-hour movie.
I thought Chapter 2 would have none of the kids in it, but there was actually a lot of scenes with them as kids.
Yeah.
And it was blended pretty well.
I heard they did some de-aging for the kids.
They shot that stuff when they were doing the first one. Is that what they did? They did de-aging?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's interesting. Because Bill Hader looks like Finn Wolfhard as an adult.
Makes sense.
It's
the glasses is what does it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
the hair.
He had some really funny stuff in it. McAvoy was okay in it. You know. But it's the character.
So, like... My biggest gripe with It 1 was the stupid, silly, like, see it coming a mile away jump scares. Is there a lot of that in this?
No, not really. There's a couple of here and there, because, like, there's one part where they're in a
like, so all the scares are, like, music theme. Like, the music gets really loud, and then he pops up out of somewhere where you didn't think it was
going to
pop
up. There's a few times, but... a lot of the movie isn't about Pennywise in this one. It's like them banding together to figure out how to destroy him and all this kind of stuff. I don't want to spoil it too much, but...
I mean, I've seen the miniseries. There's not much you can spoil. Well, is the giant ant in it?
No.
Really?
No giant ant.
That's weird.
There's giant Paul Bunyan.
Okay. I know that's in the trailer.
Yeah.
There's the scene in the trailer where the old lady... with Jessica Chastain, I do nothing but laugh every time that, because if you think about it, it's like she's doing like a weird crazy dance in the background. It's supposed to be creepy,
yeah,
but it's just funny watching it.
It's weird.
It's like you just need like a woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo in the background.
And she reminds me of somebody that would be in a Hellboy movie.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely an interesting film.
I'm going to see it eventually. I just don't know if I need to see it right away. Ready or Not is what I need to see right away.
Did you see the video of the For It Chapter 1 where somebody had pieced together all the times that Pennywise is in the background but you don't know he's in the background? No.
I saw some of that.
It's pretty cool. Like, you don't catch it on, you know, your first viewing.
I have not seen it since it came out in theaters back in 2016, 2017.
Yeah, 2017. But he
pops out through all the throughout all the movie.
Like when the kid are being, when the kids are being scared, he's like somewhere in the background.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? So we just got back. Me and my wife just got back from a cruise. One of our favorite activities is watching movies under the stars now, which is really cool. So on the pool deck, on the Lido deck, they have this big movie screen. Not the most amazing looking screen. You can definitely see all the imperfections and everything. But it's just very cool to sit.
It's atmosphere, bro.
Yeah, well, yeah, totally. You're sitting out by the pool on a on a pool chair and, you know, just watching a movie. We watched Alita Battle Angel.
Terrible.
It wasn't that bad.
It's fucking terrible.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's terrible. Don't waste your time.
You're so fucking jaded.
I'm not jaded. It's boring.
It wasn't that bad.
It was terrible. He's rolling his eyes so hard.
If this was a video podcast, you guys would definitely see me rolling my eyes right now.
It's terrible. It's. I rented that movie thinking, like, oh, I've heard really good things about it. It took me almost five tries to watch it. I kept falling asleep. That's okay. How fucking boring it is.
I did fall asleep once, but it was...
Because it's fucking boring, Carrie. That's why.
But I was full. I just ate a bunch of dessert, so maybe... And I was tired. So I'm going to give it that.
What part did you fall asleep at?
I don't remember.
So is it like a... Because my brother described
it to me. The CGI is terrible.
Was it like a...
Just fucking terrible.
Seeing it on a not anime? A great screen, maybe that could. That maybe that helped it.
Maybe.
So is it just sort of like a in real life anime... Pretty much.
They tried hard enough to do that, yeah.
I'm not an anime fan, so I've never really seen
The original. The story of Bata Alita Angel is great, and James Cameron's been trying to make this movie since the early 90s.
Yeah.
Ever since he made Terminator 2, this was supposed to be his next big project. And he just could never make enough money. He kept on saying the technology wasn't advanced enough. Surely enough it is, but he's too fucking busy making Avatar movies, so he gave the job away to someone else. Where it was like, yeah, the script's kind of okay, kid. You figure it out from
gave
here.
He gave it to Robert Rodriguez, didn't he?
Right.
Which I didn't know that it was his movie until the end credits.
Because it doesn't look like a Robert Rodriguez.
It does not.
Yeah, it doesn't comes look off or feel. As, it looks like a CGI piece of crap. That's why.
Don't believe him.
It
was fun.
Look, rent it. Give your own two cents
I'll
to it.
I'll wait till it's free somewhere and then
please,
I'll probably watch
it. Don't waste money on it. It's so terrible.
That's all for free, sort of.
I mean, you went paid for a cruise. So.
Yeah, well, that's not...
It was kind of a perk on your cruise.
Exactly. It was a bonus. There was actually an IMAX screen on the ship.
Really?
Yeah, wow. We didn't really... They're showing two movies. They're only showing Lion King and Hobbs and Shaw for the whole week.
I heard Hobbs and Shaw is terrible as well.
So, yeah, we didn't... We did go to there was a sneak preview where they showed trailers. The trailers from the show that their movies were showing.
Yeah.
They also had other IMAX stuff, you know, like the glaciers and penguins and all that kind of stuff.
I'd see that before I see Hobbs and Shaw.
I didn't do any of that stuff. And I was like, I'm not going to sit in a theater while I'm on a cruise, you know?
Man, you can go see that stuff outside the deck.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not those movies, but.
Well, I mean, but not the movie, but the scenery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
And non IMAX.
We had a good trip, though.
IMAX.
Real 4K.
Here we go. Or I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I couldn't tell you.
Well, let's talk about the trip real quick. It was a good cruise. The most metal thing that happened on this cruise was in the comedy club.
Someone died?
No. Maybe.
That would be the most metalist thing.
In the comedy club, they had before you would go in.
Died
there,
in laughter. That would have been hilarious.
They would. They had this playlist of songs. There's AC/DC and blah blah blah, and all of a sudden Iron Maiden would come on.
Uh-huh.
The Trooper, we're like, what the fuck? Really, we were happy with that. We hung out
at the comedy club.
In the comedy club, it was weird.
So they were doing karaoke at the comedy.
No, not karaoke. It was just on the playlist before the
pre-show kind of deal. Got it.
So we hung out pretty much every night in the piano bar, which it's a lot of fun.
Did you play?
No, you don't piano. There's a piano guy.
Oh,
ever been to a piano bar?
No.
Have you?
I'm still in my 30s.
I think I've been to one. I'm pretty sure.
I know there's a dueling one in
it's
Disney.
Just this big, the bar is just a huge piano.
I
when you order your
you.
Drinks,
You're
they put
liar.
Them down and they make yeah. songs.
I want that to be true, but I know that's not true.
You know it is true. There's actually, I got a picture I can show you.
I imagine the like the big Tom Hanks big floor yeah. everywhere. Is yeah, no, just sliding
not,
around doing
not that
keys.
Big. But yeah, they have like the table around the piano and stuff like that. But yeah, I was in there every night and they knew my drink order. You want your usual? Like, fuck yes.
Did you tip them good, I bet?
I did tip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
The other favorite thing I did is whiskey masterclass on the ship.
Did you learn how to make whiskey?
You don't. Well, sort of. You, they brought all these different flavors of different styles of whiskey and they would teach you about it. So you learn about it and then you would taste it. Apparently, I was drinking mine way too fast.
You gotta sniff it and
yeah, they were teaching
let it
all
swirl
that
swirl around
yeah,
in your mouth and
teaching
shit.
All that shit.
They do that with wine.
I got really drunk on that.
You're supposed to spit it out, aren't you?
No, you're supposed to swallow that.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, got it.
And then at the very end, there was like a bunch of test tubes, and you can taste which ones you liked, and then you can make your own batch. So I have a little bit left actually.
Cool.
I haven't finished it all.
Nice.
Yeah, that was fun. Should have done it again. Because that was like the best buzz on the whole cruise.
Because really. You only paid for one thing, but you get like a whole bunch of drinks.
It was like
why?
$30 for the class, which isn't that bad. But I mean, we were drinking like 24-year-old, you know, scotch, you know?
Ah, that's cool.
It's not bad.
Yeah. Did the guy have a really big mustache that curled?
He did not.
I just, this is how I'm picturing him. Sorry. Sorry. My phone's vibrating. So anyway, what else did you do on your trip? When did y'all port? Did y'all go?
We did go to port. We went to Jamaica. We went to Grand Cayman, and we went to Cozumel.
What'd you do?
Jamaica was not worth it. We went to Montego Bay, which is not the best port in Jamaica.
You try telling that to the Jamaicans that live there. Your place is not worth it.
Yeah, well, they probably know.
Wow.
So we didn't know what we were going to do. So like the morning.
They didn't have like things that you could pick from like excursion stuff.
So we wound up picking the excursion, which was the Hard Rock Beach Club. We're like, oh, that sounds okay. It's, you know, you go straight from the ship to a bus and then they take you there and you spend like 4 or 5 hours and it's unlimited food and unlimited drinks and all that kind of stuff. And it was beautiful. It was weird because like there's a pool area and there's like a DJ and he would come out and like lip sync and stuff.
The DJ's lip syncing?
It was weird.
Why is the DJ lip syncing?
He would come out there and do AC/DC songs and then it would go into like rap songs. I'm like, okay. But
this guy was clearly bored.
We were hanging out on the beach area, but I brought this snorkel, you know, mask with me. All the water there was fucking filled with jellyfish. I mean, big ass jellyfish.
Like what kind of jellyfish though?
I don't know.
Like SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's different types of jellyfish that won't sting you, and there's some that will.
If it's the
ones that won't sting you, you'd be all right.
I don't know. I didn't take the chance.
Yeah, just stick your finger in there and see what happens.
Yeah. I did not do that. Grand Cayman, we didn't really have any plans but to buy alcohol. We bought our dark chocolate rum.
All right.
You've had it.
I remember, yes.
Yeah. The Big Black Dick.
Yep. I remember this now. Everyone's had a piece of the Big Black Dick at this point.
Not everybody.
Everybody.
But that was a big thing. We didn't really have a plan. We just walked around, did a little shopping, and went into stores. And we wound up going on this, it wasn't really a glass bottom boat, but it was like you go under the water, and it would take you through all the different corals and all that kind of
stuff.
That's
cool. That's cool.
That was fun. It was like...
So it was a boat that had a bottom to it?
Yeah.
And like they're floating along the coral reef.
Pretty much, yeah.
So you're under the boat.
You're underwater.
But under the boat.
Under the boat. Under the sea.
Did you see a little Ariel down there?
I did not see. I didn't see any Ariel.
Or Nemo.
I saw Nemo. There was actually clownfish down there.
That's cool. I'm just curious, like how, I mean, I imagine you would have to be careful with if you have a big box on the bottom of your boat.
That's what the ship inside the ship looked like.
Oh, okay, cool. Now that makes more sense.
It's very much like
Disney World, the
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea or the Finding Nemo attraction.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it felt like going into it. You're like, oh, okay. It was cool though. It was fun.
Yeah, that's super cool.
Then we just went back to the ship early. We're like, why are we going to pay for food? We already have food on the ship, and it's
right,
like walking distance.
Exactly. That we just wait till later.
And then we hung out in the Red Frog pub almost every day in the afternoon. We'd bring board games and play games and drink, and they had really good food there, like, you know, fried grouper, you know, like sort of like Caribbean pub mm-hmm. type food. It was sure. good. But they had these big ass drinks, like two people share them. They're like $20 for a drink, which is not bad.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go back early during the ship, everything's half off. So like we were ordering
happy hour.
Those. Happy hour, yeah. We're ordering those like crazy. And then Cozumel, we always go to a place. Well, this is the second time to go to it. We go to a place called Mr. Sancho's. You have to take a taxi to get there, but it's like $50 to get in per person. But it's unlimited drinks, unlimited food. It's right on the beach. It's really nice. I got a like massage on the beach, which is really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
No happy endings.
Oh.
Don't look at me like that.
Sorry.
That was inside, not on the beach, and not in the public. I don't know. But it's fun. We went there with our niece a couple years ago. We really liked it. They have like two pools you can go into, and there's like bars in the pool, so you can just swim up to the bar.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
Get your drink, and yeah.
It's very tropical.
Yeah, it's fun. Kim found her new favorite drink. It's the tamarindo margarita.
The what? Yeah.
Tamarindo.
What's in it?
It's just
tamarind
fruit.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Margarita made with that.
All right, cool. Yeah. I never had tamarind food. I don't know what that is.
It's good. You've had it before?
I know what it is. I'm pretty sure I've had it before, but I know what you're talking about.
All right. Learning all sorts of new things on this podcast.
That's right. Well, we had a good time on the ship. I mean, just being able to relax, you know what I mean?
Sure.
No social media.
That's
no
what
nothing.
Vacations are for, is to unwind and
relax. Well, I'm used to
and
Disney vacations.
Yeah,
so.
It's a little different. That's what I'm used
Speaking
to, too.
Speaking of, you have a Disney vacation coming up, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, in like 7 days I'll be at the World.
Disney World or
Disney Disneyland? World.
Right on.
Yep. Be down there.
Do you have a preference? I guess since you're from Florida. You
I've never been to Disneyland.
You need to.
I know I want to so bad, but I think I'm going to wait until they sort of get all their construction finished, get Marvel Land
okay,
open.
I can see that.
And then
you mean Avengers headquarters?
Yeah, whatever. No, Avengers campus.
Campus, sorry.
I want to say Academy,
campus.
But Academy was like the comic book, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Campus, but they can't use that stuff.
They
That's
have
good. The campus.
Do you want to talk about that stuff now?
Well, let's talk about his trip first.
Okay.
What are your plans for your trip?
So we're going with my wife's family. So
you say that very like,
right?
Suspiciously. There.
Well, they're her side of the family is very different than my side of the family.
They don't like Disney.
No, it's not that. They're just very like, here's a schedule.
Go with the flow.
I'm like,
kind
let's
of guy.
Just go have fun, you know?
Yeah.
But so I planned the whole trip since I'm the Disney guy. So it was pretty funny because I'm like, okay, before – because they haven't been to Disney in forever, so they don't really understand the whole My Disney experience and the Fast Pass.
How old are your kids, by the way?
Two. One just turned two, and then one's 4.5, turns 5 in November.
So the 4.5-year-old's really going to be – this is like the perfect time for him to be
Oh,
here.
Yeah. He's so excited. He keeps saying every day. And it's so funny.
He's like,
day.
Are we going to Disney today?
Yeah. He's like, is it today? I'm like, no, it's like 8 days. He's like, 40? I'm like, no, 8 days.
The more you ask, the longer it goes. Yeah.
And then I'm like, what do you want to do when you go to Disney? And he's like, I want to buy a parking tram. And I'm like,
a parking tram?
Okay. Yeah, what is that?
So when we were there last time.
Like the people mover? Is that what he's talking about?
No, like the parking tram that takes you from the parking lot.
The monorail?
No. It's
the tram you go from your car to like.
The gate.
Because remember in Magic Kingdom, you have to park at the ticket and transportation.
So the big RV thing?
Pretty much.
Is that what y'all are talking about?
RV, it's a covered it's like, vehicle.
It's a big vehicle, right?
So when we were there last time, there was these die-cast vehicles, and there was a monorail and there's a parking tram, and he got the monorail.
Now he wants the other one.
And so the first thing he wants is the freaking parking tram. And I'm like, that's the first thing you want to do at Disney is buy a parking tram?
So you should just take him, save some money, pay for parking, and just take him on the tram all day.
Yeah.
Look, dude, you're at Disney all day.
He would probably love it, yeah. But so
it wasn't Disney great.
Yeah. but
save yourself $200 yeah. something dollars.
It reminds me of that SNL skit, Jack Handy. And he's like the skit. He's like, you remember those Jack Handy skits? It's like the nice video of the background of like a beach.
Yeah.
He's
like,
I drove my kids to, like a I drove my kids to what I told them was going. We're going to Disneyland. But I took them to a burnt out building and told them Disneyland burned down.
No, I have not seen these skits.
Oh, you got to watch them. They're funny.
Yeah, they're older. They're funny. So when I was planning the trip, I was like, okay, tell me before I plan if there's any rides that you definitely want to ride.
Yeah,
and if there's anything you
is he tall enough to ride a lot of the rides yet?
Oh, no, kid rides.
Yeah, he can.
Okay,
but so this was her family. Like I was asking them, like,
oh, okay,
so it's like her parents and her sister and her husband. I'm like, tell me what you definitely want to ride, and then what you don't want to ride. And the majority said that they don't want to ride teacups. And I'm like, that's fine. I don't like spinny things, anyways.
Teacups are fun though.
I'm like, is there anything you want to ride? And they're like, oh no, you know, we'll trust you. So I plan out the whole trip, so all the days for every park, get all the fast passes planned. I tried to plan it out.
Stuff. What was the first thing you get? What's the first thing you hunt for as a fast pass guy?
Well, it depends on what park. So if I'm going to the Magic Kingdom, for me personally, Big Thunder Mountain's my favorite ride.
Yes, I've never been on.
So I tried.
What?
I didn't get to go on the last time we went.
Well, it's closed, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
It's my favorite ride in all of Disney.
Yeah, Disneyland's one is much better.
Oh, I know. I want to ride it.
We rode it like 7 times when we were there last time.
I love it.
So I had to think about Magic Kingdom.
Okay, I've got a 2-year-old, a 4-year-old, older adults, her parents.
Well, hold on. So let's go back to your fast pass at a different.
Yeah. So I had to think about all the different rides. You know, something. Yeah. So I did some, you know, sort of adult roller coasters. I did some kids rides. I did, you know, to mix it up. So I get it all through, and I send them the list, and they're like, "As long as we get to ride every roller coaster, we're fine." I'm like,
"Why didn't you tell me that before?
Why didn't you tell me that before? Because I could have planned better." And they're like, "Oh, whatever, you know, we'll have fun." I'm like, come on, tell me what, you know. So
how
I got
many
it
days
all
are y'all there for?
We're there from a Tuesday to a Tuesday.
Oh, a whole week.
Yeah.
That's plenty of time to ride every ride.
Yeah,
did you get any
and y'all staying on park, or?
We're staying at Saratoga Springs, which is, you know, on property. And then her parents are staying, they're like Hilton Club members or something. So they're staying at the Hilton that's like right there, Disney Springs. So, yeah, we'll have – and we made all dinner reservations. I did that. You can do that 180 days out. So I did all that.
So where are you eating?
We are eating –
that's the important question.
When we get there, off the plane, we're heading straight to Homecoming, which is at Disney Springs, because my wife is obsessed with their moonshine sweet tea.
Oh, really?
She loves it.
Like the alcoholic?
Oh, yeah, it's moonshine. Okay. Yeah,
I don't know if they just called it moonshine or
no.
Okay.
It's Old Smoky moonshine that's made in Gatlinburg,
okay,
Tennessee. So she loves it. So she actually has a special cup that she bought there that you take and get pre refills. So she gets that every time, nice and relaxed.
Yeah, for the rest of the trip.
Off
the
plate, day drunk on the first day.
Yeah. Like, I love this ride. Yeah. Woo!
So I make her happy at the beginning. We'll go to Homecoming first. Then we're going to go to – one day we'll go to 50s Primetime. And then that same day we have reservations at Oga's Cantina.
You suck.
I know. I was surprised I got them. So the day that the reservations went, I was like, I'll try. There's 8 of us going. So I'm like, we'll see if I can get 8 people. Popped right up.
Really?
Well, apparently they're like making 1:30. It very accessible for like people to get stuff.
Yeah. So we're going to Oga's. And then where else?
But you can't be there for very long, right?
Like 45 minutes, I think.
Yeah,
enough to get like one or two drinks and
bounce out.
Yeah,
are you gonna get the blue milk or the green milk?
I don't know if I want either one of them.
I've heard they're not. Both of them are not very
good. Horrible.
I hear the green milk.
Try though.
I hear the green milk tastes way better than the blue milk. But for nostalgia's sake, everyone gets the blue milk.
I heard the green milk tastes like a ground up plant.
Yeah, it's like a tropical wannabe milkshake.
I'm pulling up my list of all our stuff to see actually where
just kind of going off of what people said.
Yeah. I don't
know. Are you planning to do at Galaxy's Edge?
Did you get a reservation?
Everything and anything?
Smuggler's Run?
For what?
Fast Pass for Smuggler's Run?
Do they have a Fast
Pass?
They don't
have Fast Passes.
Oh, they don't?
Yeah, it's kind of like you have to wait in line and stuff.
What about Avatar?
I did get a Fast Pass for Flight of Passage.
Have you been on it before?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I have not yet.
What's it
I haven't
like?
Even seen Pandora yet.
What's it like?
Pandorica.
It is a religious experience.
Is it? That's what they say about that's what they say about Savvy's workshop where you build your lightsaber. They call it a religious experience.
I don't know. It's like, I mean, my heart will always belong to Big Thunder. But
is it your favorite ride?
Big Thunder?
No.
Oh, but Flight of Passage, it's like you're taken into a different world. Like you feel like it's just, you're – it doesn't feel like Soarin.
Okay. But it's a Soarin a style attraction.
Style. But it's like when you
if you're too fat, you can't ride it, right?
Yeah.
I probably won't be able to ride it.
I don't think so. I mean, I've heard people talk about
you
that.
You could definitely ride it.
Yeah, you think so?
Oh, yeah.
It's,
oh,
okay. It's
like your, if you're like – you know,
it's your calves is what they're talking about.
I have, huge calves.
No, that's fine. There was a last time I was there. There was a lady there. This is gonna be bad, but the dude like went
we
behind
have
her.
Explicitly,
went behind her. Like there's this thing that comes up behind you that
like the Tron right
legs. Yeah, pretty much. And he was like shoving it and running start. And he's like, I'm gonna get it. It's okay.
Suck
he's
in.
Like, just like, oh.
And should it get in?
Yeah, she finally got it in.
Nice.
It has to click. Right?
Yeah,
it is clicks. It a coaster or is it a video display screen?
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's video, but the way they do it is basically so when you get on this thing, you're sort of facing, usually face down.
Oh, wow.
So you're looking at a screen that's on your actual thing.
Oh, okay.
That so it's like the small screen that shows a picture of you, and then it starts pairing you with your avatar. So it's flashing right.
Don't
that.
Don't spoil too much.
Yeah, I won't spill. But anyway,
that far.
But so. So they have you looking down, and then there's this big flash, and then when your eyes adjust, you're on Pandora.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's not like when you're in Soarin' and you're like, oh, there's the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you're in this little room, and then all of a sudden, you're surrounded by
Pandora. Can I just say I hate the update to Soarin'?
Yeah, not many people like it. Yeah.
The one we saw?
I didn't get to go on it last time we went.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
But you could feel the Banshee breathing underneath you.
I've heard that.
That's cool.
It's really cool.
Is it like... Does it feel like a? I don't
yeah,
know.
It feels like there's a creature underneath you, just breathing in and out.
Weird.
It always feels like that with me. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
But it's cool. So I highly recommend it.
You should get that checked.
I should.
Yeah. The wait's still pretty bad, but
is it really? I mean, the ride's been open for over a year, right?
Star Wars. I think today, actually, I looked and it was actually decent today.
That's because a lot of people who like had their reservations for Florida canceled because of the whole Dorian hurricane, and so all the people who didn't cancel, I guess, you know, thumbs up for them.
True. The Pandora night is amazing.
At night, I
need to go.
Yeah,
so
it comes alive.
Would you
like
recommend that'd be the best time to go there?
Oh yeah, definitely go at night.
Yeah,
like, we were there 3 years ago.
Yeah, it was about 3 years ago.
Pandora hadn't opened yet.
Yeah, they were building it when we were there.
We went to Animal Kingdom. We could see it. But it wasn't quite open. They still had some scaffolding shit up there.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's
amazing. Looking forward to Galaxy's Edge. We left Disneyland the week before it opened to the public. But we saw all the cast members doing the preview. We're like, can I just hire me for a day so I can go in?
Yeah. No. Because I'm such a huge Star Wars fan, I'm like, is it going to feel like Star Wars or is it going to feel like a generic alien planet that has the Millennium Falcon on it?
I've seen a lot of, you know, YouTubers, you know, full tours and full ride-throughs of everything. So I'm like, yeah. But until you experience for yourself, it's not.
I imagine it feels like Star Wars because that's all I ever hear about. Like,
I hope so.
They really capture the essence of what it feels like. I mean, essentially, they're trying to mimic Tatooine that's not Tatooine, right?
Yeah, pretty much. A little bit. But, yeah, it's so... But I think it's like Disney wanted to create Disney Star Wars land, not George Lucas Star Wars land.
Well, yeah. I mean, they can't make George Lucas Star Wars land, right? Because George Lucas wouldn't have a Star Wars land. He would just have a big museum with Star Wars shit.
That's true.
And, George Lucas' Star Wars land wouldn't have Star Wars rides. Disney would.
Well, I mean, he had a hand in Star Tours, so.
Well, because they paid him good money for it.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you pay him. So, but they do have, if you stay at a Disney resort, you can get in at 6 a.m.
Oh. That what you're going to do?
One day, yeah.
Okay.
By myself. I'm not going to drag the whole family. I'm going to be like, I'll meet
Come on,
you
kids,
at the park.
It's 4 in the morning.
Yeah. So you're going to rush to get there at 6 a.m.?
I want to experience it. By myself without
hustle and bustle of kids.
Seven other people.
I would.
Yeah. So I'm going to go there, try to go there one of the days at 6 a.m., experience it by myself.
Right on.
And then.
Are you going to try to do the Millennium Falcon Run? What's it called?
Smuggler's Run.
Smuggler's Run.
Yeah, I want to. I want to do it multiple times.
What are you going to try to aim for? Like, what's your first.
I want
to
be a pilot.
Oh, okay. Because apparently.
Aim for the top, man.
Yeah.
So the pilot on the right,
yeah,
has the best seat in the house because you're the one
who gets to do the light speed.
Yeah, because you get to do the light speed. And apparently you can't destroy the Millennium Falcon no matter how bad you try.
You can fuck it up, though.
Yeah, you can fuck it up.
Mess it up.
But you can't destroy it.
Yeah.
And also you can, you know, do really well. That's up to you.
Basically what, because we hit Tyler and that was on the other week, and right. Hank, they tried to like crash it. And basically when it gets to a certain point, the ride takes over and puts you back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Autocorrects?
Yeah, autocorrects. So you can't just be like, nosedive into the canyon.
I bet it feels awesome, though.
Yeah. It's like, we tried, but it autocorrected at a certain point. But damn it.
The Millennium Falcon knows to save itself. That's why.
I'm so tempted for like a weekend trip just to go do that. But I sort of want to wait for Rise of the Resistance to open. Yeah. Because it's so close.
Yeah, we had this trip planned before we even knew that they were going to open in August.
Rise of the Resistance sounds crazy. Have you seen the concept art and some of the videos that they showed?
Okay, so I watched the Tim Tracker video when they got to do a media preview last week. They didn't get to do
the D23 thing?
No.
Is that what you're talking about?
Of Galaxy's Edge.
Of Galaxy's Edge. So they didn't get to do the entire ride, but they got to walk.
They showed video, right?
No, there was no video or anything.
They showed video at D23.
Possibly, yeah. But so they got to talk about what they saw.
Oh, okay.
It sounds really fucking amazing. I'm like,
it sounds multiple like different rides. It's multiple rides on a single ride.
Yeah.
How long is this ride supposed to be?
I don't know.
I think the full experience is going to be like 20 minutes.
What?
That includes the pre-shows.
Well,
everything.
Yeah, but also the queue is supposed to feel like part of the ride.
Right. Yeah.
So the full experience from when you get into the front of the line till you get off the line, I think it's like 20 minutes or something like that.
Wow.
It's pretty awesome.
I know that is pretty awesome.
You have to escape in a jettison out of a pod later in the... Yeah. Sounds pretty cool.
And also, like, there's a part where you're, like, running or you're jettisoning through, like, with giant AT-ATs everywhere and... And apparently they're supposed to be like legit real AT-ATs. They're not.
So from what I hear, that room that you're in, it's freaking massive.
Right.
Super fucking huge.
And those AT-ATs are supposedly real. Like they're not fake. And they're not styrofoam. Those are like legit sculptured.
I'm still so tempted to go just for a weekend. I want to go to Star Wars and I want to go to Avatar and that's it. You gotta go to Epcot too.
If you're gonna go, why not extend your trip and stay out there and do everything else?
Because I don't have time.
Yeah.
Supposedly, there's gonna be part of the ride you're in the vehicle and a lightsaber busts through the ceiling.
I heard that
right
too.
In front of you.
Really?
Yeah, it's supposed to be Kylo Ren's lightsaber.
It cuts through the ceiling and it comes down.
Yeah.
And also, like, with the new movie coming out, where does this Star Wars land fit in timeline wise? If it's all in canon.
It's in the new series.
Yeah, it's supposed to be...
Is it?
It's supposed to be...
Before The Last Jedi?
Yeah, it's supposed to be...
After The Last Jedi?
Force Awakens time.
So it's just forever trapped in this bubble?
Yeah.
It's like Force Awakens before The Last Jedi, because they don't want to talk about that movie.
Wait, do you not want to talk about Last Jedi?
You don't want me to talk about Last Jedi.
I want you to talk... Now I do.
Uh-oh. I think we struck a nerve.
Yeah,
I'm just curious.
I hate Last Jedi.
Why?
With a passion.
Really?
With a passion?
Yeah.
A strong passion?
Strong.
What is it that you hate about it?
It makes
me go to the dark side.
What is it about you? Just give me your quick hits of what you hate about it so much.
There's so many plot holes.
Name a Star Wars movie that doesn't have a plot hole.
I mean,
very true.
It's a slow
any movie that doesn't.
Car chase through space.
It's a Battlestar Galactica episode in space.
Yeah, pretty much. It's what they did with the characters I thought was just like didn't build the characters at all. Made half of them look like idiots and the other half like they didn't know what they were doing. The story, I just hated the story. Okay. I hated it. It was like, oh, you remember this thing from The Force Awakens? Nah, never mind. Who cares about that?
Remember this big snow guy?
Who cares about that? And the director even came out, Rian Johnson, said, I made the movie that I wanted to make. I don't really care what the fans wanted. And if you like, I love
that's why they brought JJ Abrams back.
Yeah,
like, and I love, we're bringing JJ back.
I love listening to Kevin Smith talk about movies, and he hit the nail on the head, and he said, "Listen, if you're going to make any sequel to any movie, it has to be completely fan service."
Yeah,
and Last Jedi was so far away from fan service that it just made it not a Star Wars movie to me.
So are you scared for the new movie?
Rise of the Skywalker. Bit
because
of the Sky.
Like Skywalkers. If you go back on I Am Geek, wherever you listen to podcasts, or I Am Geek Show, there's an episode, like a really small one, where before I went to see Last Jedi, I did a little thing what I think was going to happen, and I'm like all happy and stuff, and then immediately I left the movie and came back and filmed my afterthoughts, and it sounded like I was like going to commit suicide or something.
It was just like,
well, I just don't know what's going on.
My childhood is ruined.
Yeah, my childhood is ruined. And like, it was so funny to listen to, like me, like, I can't wait to see it. It's going to be so exciting. Oh, I don't know what to do with my life anymore.
I mean, I agree with you. They turned unexpected character developments in Last Jedi, but I thought they threw me for a loop. I didn't see coming, so that's what I kind of enjoyed about it. Also, Snoke was never a main character, just like how
I know, but I mean, it was just like
other people in the past.
And I was like, okay, I'm gonna watch it again and see if I still like hate it as much. So when it came out on Netflix, I watched it again and I'm like, yeah, I still just hate this movie. I just hate it with a passion. And we had a guy that worked on it on one of the episodes that works for.
Did you tell him that you hated it?
Lucasfilm. Oh yeah, he knew. Yeah. And I was like, so what did you like think like when you guys were making the movie? He's like, half of the animators hated it, and half of the animators loved it.
Mm.
It was divided,
just like
right
Star
down,
Wars fans,
right down the middle.
It's a very polarizing movie.
Yeah. So he's like,
do you like it?
I like it quite a bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. I don't hate it.
I absolutely love the poster. I have the poster hanging up, the half red
and white.
Yeah, I love that poster.
I hate the new poster.
Oh yeah, the new one's like
they use a Emperor poster from Hot Toys.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they use the actual Hot Toys.
Yeah,
yeah,
which is crazy.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Looks nothing. Anyway, I don't know.
The cool thing about Last Jedi, the guy that we talked to that worked on it, he got to do a lot of the TIE Fighters, and he was a big Star Wars fan growing up of the toys. So he went back and found the stickers that you would put on the TIE Fighters, and he put those stickers in the animation on the TIE Fighters.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So if you look closely, you can like see the stuff. It's pretty cool.
It's funny that they get to do all the little secret things that you might not even know about.
Yeah.
He's always going to see that.
I mean, what are they going to do? Make them redo it? They're going to have to pay him more money.
Yep.
It's like how that one animator or artist snuck the Little Mermaid original cover, snuck all the phallic symbols into the castle.
Where is that?
You've never seen that?
I mean, I've seen the original covers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I thought he was a disgruntled animator for.
I don't think he was disgruntled, but he just stuck him on there.
Yeah, they did a lot of stuff like that back in that era.
We see some penises on this.
Yeah.
On this castle.
See if kids notice any of these dicks around.
That's right. So let's stick on our Disney topic for a little bit.
Okay. Now, half of your audience loves me, and half of your audience hates me.
I don't hate you.
I think half of the
and we disagree.
I disagree with George all the time.
It's true, and I love this guy.
Yeah,
and he's always wrong.
Other way around.
All right, so let's stick with Disney.
So, happy 50th anniversary to one of our favorite places.
Oh,
Haunted Mansion.
Oh, I love Haunted Mansion.
So, did you pick up any of the Haunted Mansion stuff that Funko has put out recently?
Most all of it. I didn't get the big guy because I just didn't know where I was going to put him.
That's another problem.
You mean your Haunted Mansion wall at this point?
Yeah,
pretty much. Haunted Mansion was a little bit of tiki
other stuff.
But oh, I love I just got into Funko Pops.
Oh, the DJ Rex is cool. When did you get that?
I ordered it from the Disney Shop Disney website.
Because it's
Galaxy's Premier, Edge.
Galaxy Edge.
It's pretty cool.
They have a Tanaka. What's the guy's name?
We like to call him Honda Accord.
Honda Accord, yeah. If you find an extra one, I'll pay you.
I'll look when I get there.
I don't think it'll be inside Galaxy's Edge. It'll probably be.
They have it like though. If you're going down the main sort of street of Hollywood Studios, the shop on the left that used to be like a clothing store, they've rethemed it for Galaxy's Edge merchandise. Oh,
makes sense. Yeah. So Star Wars stuff that's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
So that's where I saw a video and somebody walked through and there was like just a whole shelf full of them. So who knows? If there's one there, I'll get it for you. But yeah, I loved all the Haunted Mansion stuff that came out. I think I don't have the Madame Leota because for some reason outside of the park, she has become non-existent. I don't know if anybody has even seen Madame Leota.
I don't think they've. I have the glow in the dark one that came out in the parks.
Yeah.
I don't think they've released the regular version yet.
Yeah. And nobody knows when. Everybody's been asking, and nobody knows when it's going to be released.
I know the Hot Topic has an exclusive that's not out yet.
Yeah, because it's not the 19th.
Yeah, so the Box Lunch Groundskeeper came in the mail today. And then the Blue Chrome 3-pack is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Of Phineas, Ezra, and Gus. And so what are the opera singer, they did the Mummy Spirit, and the Bride, Constance.
Yeah.
They got plenty of room to do more. And then they did these little mini mystery. They're not really mystery.
Yeah, they're not mystery. Open. Yeah, they're open.
There's just open faced. You can see what they are.
The pocket pops?
Yeah, the little pocket pops.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to. My wife, the purse. The mini backpack is what they call it.
Yeah.
Of the wallpaper. We've actually decided on the cruise, we were talking about what our next tattoo is going to be. We've both decided we're going to do a Haunted Mansion tattoo next.
Oh.
Like soon next, like the next couple weeks maybe.
What are you going to do?
What I'm thinking I'm doing is I'm going to do the crest with inside of it having the wallpaper.
Oh, that'd be cool.
So she wants to do that one.
Yeah.
The wallpaper like in a purple-ish glow.
I like it.
We're trying to figure out what to do hers.
For Halloween this year, we're doing all the inside of our house in Haunted Mansion like decor. We're going to make a snow village, but out of all the Haunted Mansion Funko Pops and stuff. And I need to find that website. I'll have to send it to you. But there's a website where you can download and make paper crafts of all the mansions from around the world.
You have to be talented to do that. I don't know if I can do that.
It doesn't look that hard.
Okay.
It's a lot of folding and cutting, but it shouldn't be that hard.
It will entertain your kids.
Yeah. So they'll like it when I get it all up. Because that's sort of like Haunted Mansion, with their age, it's sort of kid-friendly.
Yeah. I mean, your five-year-old could, you might give him a little bit of nightmares, but.
He's been on it like 3 times.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what about your 2-year-old? Are you going to take your 2-year-old on it?
Unless grandma wants to watch her, yeah, probably.
There you go. Get him started early, right?
Yeah. I mean, like he loves the, there's some kind of little monster show on Netflix now. He watches that every day. So he's getting into the monster. So I'm feeling proud. I'm like, I'm raising you right. Get me started early.
That reminds me of a movie I saw.
What movie is that?
Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Was it good?
No.
Okay. Yeah, from the trailer, I was like, I don't know if this is going to be good or not.
I mean, for me, I didn't love it. Like, I thought the practical effects were cool, and they tried their very best to stay true to, like, what the creatures looked like in the book.
Yeah.
But, like, I think this is a perfect movie for, like, a teenager, like a 10 or a 12-year-old. If they would have seen this, this would, like, hook them into, like, watching more horror, I think. And I think this, if you were a teenager and you watch this, you would probably love it. Not for me, but for them.
Yeah. I'll watch it when it's like on Netflix or something.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah.
Like, you can see Guillermo del Toro's influence, but it kind of makes me wish that he just did it instead of kind of like just attached his name to it.
Produced it?
Yeah, he was an executive producer on it.
Okay.
Anyway, interesting. Didn't mean to.
I wonder what Dave thinks about that. I know he's
a big fan of that. Yeah, I don't know if he's seen it yet or not.
I don't either.
I guess we'll ask him next time we see him.
Did you see, speaking of, did you see the Tarantino movie?
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
I liked it quite a bit. It's not my favorite Tarantino movie. It's probably not even like my top tier of Tarantino movies, but it was still quite enjoyable. Leonardo DiCaprio acted the shit out of that movie.
Yes, he did. So did Brad Pitt.
Like, turned his acting to 11 on that movie. trying to get that damn Oscar.
Oscar, yeah.
He deserves an Oscar for this one besides that dumb bear movie.
I never saw that bear movie.
Never saw it either.
The Revenant?
Yeah, I never saw that.
Tom Hardy deserved that Oscar, not him, but
what was Tom Hardy for?
Tom Hardy was the villain in that movie.
Oh, really?
Oh.
I never saw it.
It's pretty decent, but it's just meh overall. I didn't get the hype on it.
What I agree. This is not my favorite Tarantino movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I love the style of the movie, the era. It's weird that Tarantino does these movies where he does these long, drawn-out scenes that have nothing to do with the plot of the movie, mm-hmm. which is what I love about him. He can do this shit for like 15 minutes, and it's like, oh.
Well, that's his calling card.
I know, but you can cut it out and it doesn't fucking matter. And I just I really realized that in this movie was like, because everybody's like expecting the whole movie to be just about the murders. They're not.
Yeah, it's really about an aging actor dealing with the fact that he's no longer the top shit.
And he just happens to live next door to where this happened.
Right.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, well. What are you going to do?
I'm not going to ruin the ending. I mean, the ending was pretty surprising, so.
Yeah. There's some.
They all can't fit on the door, and then Leonardo DiCaprio dies.
Exactly. It's like you've seen the movie.
That's right.
You can save yourself $10.
There we go.
No, it's pretty good. It's long, like almost three hours.
Yeah.
But it feels long. Yeah, man. It's pretty good. Makes me feel like Tarantino definitely should make a horror movie for his last movie. Because there's
making a Star Trek movie.
It's not confirmed. Pretty he's close. Writing one, or yeah. he wants to write one. Don't but know.
They're,
if he's
they're also
make
talking
it.
About how you know, like they did with The Hateful Eight, when this premiere is on Netflix, it's going to be like more of a miniseries style. So there's a lot of extra shit.
Yeah,
which I'm looking forward to that.
They said there's extra stuff in The Hateful Eight. I have yet to see anything extra other than credits.
I haven't watched it yet, the extended version.
There's nothing extended in it. They just chopped it up in chapters.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
That's all I've seen so far, and I've watched all of them, but maybe the last two.
We went to the 70mm preview of
We saw that together,
of Hateful Eight, which is really cool.
Hateful Eight's one of my favorites. Like, it's probably my top three.
I saw a preview for the new, I can't think of the name of it now, but there's a movie in 2020, the new Christopher Nolan movie. It's
like Tenet or something.
Tenet.
Yeah.
John David Washington.
I saw a Japanese trailer bootlegged on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's going to there's going to be a 35 and a 70 millimeter print of that.
That's per Nolan. That's what he did that for Interstellar. He did that for
Pearl Harbor. Or
what the fuck is that movie called?
The Pearl Harbor movie he did.
It's not Pearl Harbor.
I know.
It's going to come to me later when it's not important. Had Tom Hardy in it. I know that much.
Batman.
what Nolan movie doesn't have Tom Hardy in it?
There's a lot of them. He's only in two.
I know.
No, he's in three. I lied.
Or four.
He's in three.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's go back to Disney.
Disney stuff. nice tangent there, everyone.
No, the weekend that I went away on my cruise, which was really frustrating, is when we had no service, it was the weekend of D23.
Yeah. So no news for you.
I was like, as soon as I got to the first island, I was like, oh, Wi-Fi.
I need to know what's happening.
This wasn't really worth it. All right.
What wasn't worth it? What'd you do? I thought it was pretty good D23 this year.
Let's talk about the park stuff first.
Okay.
Did you watch any of that today?
Yeah, I pretty much. Yeah, I think I was sick at home, so I had nothing else to do. So I watched pretty much. The funniest thing to me is that the week before Universal announced their new park, Epic Universe.
Let's talk about that real quick.
Terrible title, isn't it?
Horrible name.
You don't like
Epic Universe.
You don't like Universal's Epic Universe of
Universal?
Of Universal?
No.
They had another name prior to that.
They did. I heard that
and
name.
It was much cooler.
Yeah.
What was it called? Worlds or Fantastic Worlds?
Fantastic Worlds. It was called Universal Studios Fantastic Worlds.
That would have been so much better.
That's a way better title.
Because
they need to go back and change that shit.
And the concept art for that is so. You don't really know what's going on, but you definitely sort of can see Nintendo there. You can see the Universal Studio classic stuff.
Yeah, they're doing the Universal Monsters.
Yeah, that's cool.
Which, by the way, they came out with a new board game called Horrified.
I've heard of it.
It is so much
fun. I think
I've
seen that. Yeah.
I bought it at Target for like $30.
Wow.
And I played it twice. It's really fun.
I'll have to come over and play it.
Yeah, it's great. Next time we have a game night, we'll all play.
I sent that to a buddy of mine who's like really into like Universal Classic Monsters.
So. Yeah. I'm a super, super fun game. If you like board games,
of course. Yeah. I don't really have people to play with.
So. You, you can come over and play if you want.
You know, the four-year-old and the
two-year-old.
They like playing Uno, right?
Yeah.
We played a shitload of Uno on the cruise.
Yeah, go fish. But so supposedly it's going to have a Fantastic Beast area, How to Train Your Dragon.
So it's Wizarding World. They don't want to lean too much into the Fantastic Beast, apparently.
It's supposed to be in the Paris. It's supposed to be Paris.
So right. There's going to be another Harry Potter area?
It's an expansion.
Yeah.
It's probably more Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're leaning into that time. So it's a prequel to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, but it's still being called the Wizarding World.
Okay. Yeah. And then
I don't think they left a Fantastic title in there because of how bad the movies are doing. Or did.
I like the movies. I'm weird.
What about a Jurassic World? Is it going to be Jurassic
and
World?
And you didn't like Last Jedi? Yeah. I should throw something at you right now.
It's because it was a Star Wars movie. If Last Jedi was just like a space movie, I'd probably be like, yeah, it wasn't bad.
He has high standards, apparently.
I do have high standards for Star Wars.
Star Wars must be Force Awakens all the time.
No.
I'm just joking. No. I'm joking.
So the cool thing about this new park is that Mike Aiello, which I always mispronounce his name, they're moving him over to work on this.
Oh, are they?
To be one of the head guys on it. So that gives me hope.
He's talented.
He's a very talented guy, very nice guy. I've met him a few times.
Hold on. I think he dropped something over there.
Oh, a name?
Yeah.
A name. He wouldn't remember me, but
right.
But I've met him a few on the tour things. He's always like pops up. And, like he's a real nice guy. He'll sit down and talk with you. Anyways, cool. So
is he like an Imagineer or something?
He was head of entertainment at. His baby is for years has been Halloween Horror Nights. Yeah. He's basically the creator of that. After
apparently
he took
they
over
have a really cool Ghostbusters thing at Halloween Horror Nights this year.
Yeah. And I'm going, and I can't wait.
Are you buying like the pass where you'd have to skip lines and stuff like that?
I don't know. I never have before.
So someone who doesn't like haunted houses,
who you
me? Oh. Yeah. If I didn't like haunted houses, Horror Nights wouldn't be my thing.
I've been to
right?
Horror Nights once, and it was like how many years ago, Kim? Like 15 years ago. So it's been a long time.
Here's why I like Horror Nights. Because
I'm being scared,
You
like being scared?
No, I've never been scared.
Not scary, what I understand.
I've never been scared at Halloween Horror Nights.
Experiences, like,
but I was a scare actor for many years for Busch Gardens.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, so I sort of know all the somebody's jumping out there. There's going to be somebody there, but the set designs are like you're walking on a movie set, and I love set design. So when you go to these things, it's like you're walking into Ghostbusters.
Right, right.
It's
that's what I understand. The experience of it is what makes it.
So that's what I love about it.
What don't you like about haunted houses?
I don't like the jumping out and people trying to scare me.
I don't not being in control in those situations. So when there's somebody hiding behind a screen or something, and I know they're going to be coming out, it just drives me crazy. I don't like that.
You should just go with me because then you could walk behind me and I'll be like, there's a guy there.
I'm just going to hold on to your backpack. Yeah.
Just blindfold to be ready to take it off. For
a couple years ago when I was in, this is a little quick tangent about, they used to have the a walkthrough haunted house at Universal Studios Hollywood. You mentioned there?
No, I've been there, but.
Now it was Walking Dead for a while. Now it's closed down and they're making something else out of it. But, so one of the guys that went on this trip with us, it was our film group from college, and he was a gentleman in a wheelchair. So we all decided we're going to walk, do this haunted house thing, and there was like sections, you know, so we walk through and I'm like pushing in the wheelchair and nobody coming out to scare you. And then we get to this thing to go up to the second level of this place, of the building. So we had to have to go to the elevator. And it's just a normal fucking like service elevator thing. You get in there, and there's somebody actually running it. She's like, "You guys having a good time?" We're like, "Oh, you just took us right out of here." That was it's a little different experience pushing somebody in a wheelchair.
Yeah,
haunted experience. But.
So if you don't like haunted houses, one of the tricks of the trade to make you sort of it more bearable for you is to wear earplugs. Because they use sound a lot to trigger the scares. So if somebody's going to jump out, there's going to be this huge loud sound which plays with your mind and makes you more scared. So if you have earplugs in where stuff isn't super loud, when they jump out, it's just sort of like, there's a dude there.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. So always wear earplugs. I always do because I want to enjoy it without like losing my hearing because they pump the volume so loud.
And it's some interesting stuff there this year. Like the Ghostbusters would be really
good
cool.
Trip.
The Rob Zombie stuff is pretty cool.
They have two. They have the Scare Zone for Rob Zombie, and then they have House of Thousand Corpses.
I would love to go through that house.
He's coming out with a new movie, like the sequel to his Devil's Rejects.
Yeah. I think
they're going to do Haunted House on that. And the movie hasn't come out yet.
You never know. Yeah, you never know what.
But they have a whole Rob Zombie, like, what they call them, Scare Zones, is what they're called. So it's like an area of
Scare-taculars.
Yeah, you know, like, so when you walk into Universal, there's, like, sections of it, and they convert it into a zone.
Mm-hmm. I've seen video and stuff of everyone.
That's what Zombieland, they're going to have a Zombieland Scare Zone. So it's going to be in the New York area.
I saw a video of Tim Tracker during my lunch break today. I was like, I don't know about that one. That one looks a little weird because they're having to play characters and stuff like that.
Yeah, the Scare Zones are not what they used to be. They used to be phenomenal, and now they're just sort of like selfie zones, place to go take your picture. Oh. Gotcha. Pretty much. But they're going to have Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
That's cool.
Which it's a walkthrough, right?
No. This year. Last year was a walkthrough. This year it's a house.
Right, that's what
Yeah,
not just a scare
zone. So last year was a scare zone. This year is a house. And
like not the spaceship? They should have made it a spaceship.
Well, I mean.
I saw a video of it today from.
Oh, did you? I've tried to stay away from the video.
Well, I'm not going, so
You can watch it. But I love that movie. That's one of those sort of.
It's cult classic.
Cult classics. Yeah. So much fun. So I'm interested to see what
they do. Try to get my fiance to watch that. She watched like 5 minutes of it. She's like, why are we watching this?
This is fun.
I was like, this is stupid but fun.
Yeah,
a dude gets eaten by shadow puppets.
And they get in a cotton candy cocoon.
Cotton candy cocoons.
Do you know the names for the clowns for the movie? Like there's Shorty and there's... They didn't have names in the movie, and those were all made up by the fans.
Really?
And they sort of like over time became that's their name.
They had names either.
Yeah. So there's like the little guy with the punch with the boxing gloves. His name's Shorty. There's all of them have names. And like the creators were there for opening night.
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, we didn't name any of them. We were just like Clown A, Clown B. And now they all have names because of the fans.
Think about it. It's sort of like. Those clowns are sort of Pennywise because they come from outer space, and they're like these interdimensional beings. And
spoiler alert, bro. Yes.
What? You know that.
I do.
Oh, okay.
Listeners might not.
People know. He's not a killer.
I know he's a giant ant that glows in the dark.
That's true.
That preys on people's fears.
He likes to eat the spheres.
Right. I've seen, the 1990s. Crapola miniseries.
Yeah, I just watched the
Tim Curry's great in it.
Oh, I love Tim Curry.
He chews up the scenery a lot.
I mean, that kind of character you have to.
But goddamn, that movie is terrible.
Yeah,
I mean, but it was made for TV. What
it's a TV movie. So
I always forget. Like in this new one, the was it Mike? That his name is Isaiah Mustafa, whatever his name is. The guy from, like, the Old Spice commercials.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, shit, that is him. It's weird.
He's in the new It movie, too?
Yeah. He's one of the main characters.
Oh.
Yeah. Mike? I think his name is Mike.
Yeah, I think it's Mike. I think. I don't remember.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Excited to find that. So what other else D23 stuff you were excited to...
So Epcot's going through a big transformation. I love Epcot. It's one of my favorite parks of all time.
My favorite line from that, and not to cut you off, but when they announced that stuff, and it made me roll my eyes really, really hard, is like, it's going to be more Disney. I was like,
did they say that? Really?
Yeah, that was his tagline at the end.
It was ridiculous.
Like it was just like more that.
For
more
everything
Disney.
That they announced, the crowd was like, yeah, they're cheering and clapping. And then they said, and we're going to rip out this, and we're going to redo this in Epcot. And it was like silence.
I didn't get to see all of that.
Yeah, like it was no clapping, no cheering. Like when they said that they're going to reimagine the Fountain of Nations, and everybody was just like,
really?
Really?
Club Cool closed down yesterday.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Yeah. No more Beverly in the Park.
No more park. No more Party Zone.
I made you try Beverly, remember?
Yeah, I do remember that. It wasn't very good.
No, it's not.
No, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Cardboard. Liquefied cardboard.
Liquefied cardboard. That's a good example, yeah.
Very bitter.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like a just between.
I just remember it tasting like heavy ginger is what it reminded me of.
Maybe.
Like a lot of like overly killed on ginger ale.
Yeah.
I made my son try it the last time we were there. I was like, here, try this. And he drank it. He was like, man, it's pretty good.
Meh.
I'm like, really? Come on.
You should be like, what's wrong with your taste?
What is wrong with you?
When you grow this
gotta
up,
be, this got to be a section of people who just love that.
Oh, yeah, probably.
When you grow up, you're going to not like this,
yeah,
right?
You're not going to like this. Because I did the whole video. I was like, this is going to be funny. I'm going to video. It's going to be like gross. And he was like,
So anyway, go on with your. I'm sorry. It was just very funny when he said, it's going to be more Disney.
Yeah.
Everyone was like,
No, it's not.
Well, I don't mind changes to Epcot. I know
it
has.
It's old and it has to happen.
It has to happen. I just don't, and I'm not a, I mean, I love Epcot to death, but I'm not so much of a purist where I have to say, oh, you can't put IP in the park and all that.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff. Cause they've done it smallly. They've started small and they've made it bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Like adding Frozen and all that kind of shit, but it works.
Yeah.
It's bringing people back to the park.
But they're adding Guardians of the Galaxy in Epcot, Carrie.
I know.
That's because when he was a child, he went there.
Is it at the explanation?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
So they're calling in different sections. What is the? Do you remember? What they're called?
There's nature.
I'm trying to pull this.
Gosh, I don't remember. I know one of them's called nature. One of them's called celebration or something like that.
I know they're transforming that. What's that ride inside the sphere thing called again?
Spaceship Earth.
Yeah, they're transforming that instead of communications to storytelling. That's what I remember.
Yeah, the history of storytelling or something. That sounds cool. I mean, it's going to be a lot more new technology
well,
in there.
Well, I was okay with it.
As long as we can still thank the Phoenicians, I'm still be happy.
I was okay with it until they show the video of Moana's boat flying through the air.
And the Spaceship Earth?
Yeah.
Why?
So there's a point where it's
I thought
like,
she was going to be in the environmental part.
There is. But so there's a point where they get and they're talking about something and it shows like the sky, like stars and stuff. And there's a cluster of stars that form Moana's boat and it flies over top of you.
Okay.
It doesn't need anything like that. It doesn't need
why
Moana.
Why Moana though?
Because.
Why not like.
Because The Rock was in it.
Brock can do anything. I mean, I wouldn't mind like a Moana experience,
yeah,
or something like
that.
Even
that little walkthrough.
It's
like
just
the
a water.
Experience.
It's just a water fountain. Carry.
Experience. It's a glorified water fountain. Yes, I know. Okay, so you have World Discovery, World Celebration, which is the middle of Future World, World Nature, and then World Showcase. Okay, yeah. That. So World Discovery, it's the left side of the park. So you're going to have. That's where
Test
the Guardians, Test Track, and Mission Space, and the new space restaurant, which they said the name Space.
I forget, but it looks very cool. It looks interesting.
No. It's like an extra 2 and then 2020 or something like that. Like 2000.
It's however, it's the
how
distance.
How far you are
yeah,
from.
Yeah, distance from Earth.
Yeah. 220, I think, or something like that.
Whatever.
The world,
it was an extra. I just remember cool. Being an extra 2 somewhere.
Then World Nature, which is the seas, and then. The land, and then...
Which scared me because I was like, wait a second. Figment's over there. They didn't say anything about Figment, but they're roping Figment in to Celebration somehow.
Yeah, if you look at the map, it's a little...
Yeah, sort of wonky.
Yeah, it's like, Figment's over here.
Yeah.
They've got to change that. They need to...
I just don't want Figment to disappear.
No, I don't either.
Yeah, he just needs to stay. They need to change the ride. They need to bring Dreamfinder back.
You know what they need to do? Make what? Figment into a movie.
That would be cool.
That would be the only way he could survive.
That's true. Even
but
an
who's going to make that into a movie? Nobody.
Disney Plus.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
There
yeah,
we go.
Right. Disney Plus can do anything.
They can do anything.
Have you seen the trailer for Lady and the Tramp?
I have.
Yeah, they can do anything at this point.
They can make a great animated movie out of Figment. And bring that. That's a way to reintroduce Dreamfinder.
Or a yep. Kid show.
They had a comic kid book. Show. There's a comic book.
I love the comic.
Yeah, so why not just... There you go.
Yeah.
You could say the same thing. Why haven't they made a Haunted Mansion movie yet?
Well, they did.
Did they?
Yeah.
I blocked it out of my memory. I don't remember anything.
It was better than The Last Jedi.
Wow.
That's tall words, man.
There was about
a 2-minute sequence in that movie, which was cool when they're on the horse.
Yeah.
You can actually see they go through like the graveyard and stuff. You see stuff in the movie.
That was cool.
But, Jennifer Tilly as Leota. Okay, we're not going there. We're not talking about that movie.
I was hoping that Del Toro was
for Halloween Carrie.
Can we? That'd be fun.
Yeah, we should do. I've never seen the movie, so
you've never seen the Haunted Mansion movie?
No.
All right, we're gonna do that.
I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Okay.
Like, here's what made the Haunted Mansion movie so bad.
Eddie Murphy.
Is it came out?
No.
After Pirates of the Caribbean, and everybody's like, "This is gonna be awesome because Pirates of the Caribbean was so awesome." And then they brought that out, and everybody's like, "Oh, what
goes
happened?"
To show you a director movie. Can make a huge difference.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gore Verbinski directed the crap out of that Pirates movie.
Oh yeah, he did.
Yeah. So
it's too bad he can't make anything good anymore.
Tell us how you really feel.
Cure for the Wellness should have been a lot better. That's how I really feel.
Never saw that.
That was his last movie he came out with.
So, Guardians of the Galaxy is called Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind.
Time travel. I'm calling it.
It's gonna. You go to Xandar in it, so you know it's got to be before Infinity War.
Or time travel.
Or time travel. Yeah.
Ant-Man's involved somehow.
He's on the ride. You just don't see him. He's really small.
So tiny.
It's going to be like a Bug's Life where that thing pokes you in the back. That's Ant-Man.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
Whoa, what the fuck? Why does something keep on poking me?
It's pulling you through time, man.
They did announce at the Avengers. What are the Avengers?
Campus?
Oh, for Disneyland?
Yeah. There's going to be Ant-Man-based themed eatery.
Yeah, it's a restaurant. So everything's either really big and really small. So
isn't it like a brewery?
If I go...
There's going to be a microbrewery.
Yeah.
So if I go, there better be an option to where you can ask for a like Ant-Man-sized burger, and it better be the size of a quarter.
You know what the Ant-Man part is? You're going to get... they're going to have huge pretzels. Little bitty cups of cheese.
For $25.
$25.
That's how they save money on the condiments. That's right. Bread, you could make that all day.
Yeah, can I get some cheese sauce? Too. Okay, you get a little symbol of cheese.
It's the Ant-Man world. Welcome.
That's going to be funny.
I imagine it's going to be like Honey, Shrunk the Kids experience, but in a restaurant.
Right. I totally agree. And they have the Spider-Man ride that's going to be coming, and then... Phase 2 is going to
happen. How is that going to work exactly?
I have a feeling it's...
with, you know, everything that's happened so far.
Well, that Sony only owns the movie rights, so they can do whatever they want to with Spider-Man.
This is comic book based.
Yeah.
Sort of.
But he has the suits from the movie, kind of sort of sounds like Tom Holland, but it's not.
But they can... well, they can still do... that character in California, which they can't do in Florida, which is cool. Yeah.
Right, because Universal has that deal.
And I have a feeling the Spider-Man attraction, the way they're describing it, it's going to be, you're going to be able to shoot webs and stuff like that.
So it's like a Toy
Buzz
Story.
Lightyear.
Yeah,
that's what it feels like. Yeah. Who knows? I don't know.
It was funny, though, that announcement came on basically the week that it was like Sony and Disney are splitting.
Right. Yeah, that was a bit weird to time that.
Yeah, it was weird time.
They're like, you know, we just spent all this money building this fucking attraction, right?
And they were like, yeah, fuck you.
Which I still think somewhere down the line, he'll be back in the MCU.
I don't know, man.
Because Sony's going to be like, Disney's going to be like backing up the truck at some point, and Sony's going to be like, okay.
Well,
I mean, Sony has all the cards in their hands in this favor, right?
Until their next movie doesn't do as well.
You can't say that. Their last Spider-Man movie not only $1 billion, the one previous
Every time they make a third Spider-Man movie.
That's true.
It bombs.
Let's do a comparison here. Let's do Sony versus Disney. It's sort of like Empire Strikes Back, okay?
Okay.
So Sony is let's take it this way. So the scene where Lando and Darth Vader.
I've heard this before. This was on Kevin Smith, I think,
that's
right?
Where I got it from.
It was very funny.
Perfect.
Yeah, so, made a deal with Darth Vader kind of deal.
Pray I don't alter the deal anymore.
Prefer I don't alter the deal further. Yeah. You know, it's interesting what's going on with the whole Spider-Man thing, but like at the end of the day, I just want good content.
That's right. I don't give a shit about all that.
And I don't think Far From Home was all that great.
Oh, I liked it.
It was okay.
I just think it's going to be weird where it's like they make the next one, and it'll probably be good. I mean, because I love Spider-Man. But they can't like acknowledge the elephant in the room.
What's that?
Like all the other MCU characters have been part of Spider-Man.
That's part of the problem, which I think is probably a smart move on Sony, that they're trying to distance themselves and save Spider-Man.
They spent so much time in Far From Home with Tony Stark. And
yeah.
Well, that's because Marvel really integrated him into their last four movies.
I know, but does that mean that Spider-Man in the next movie will have none of the Tony Stark
No, they got Venom. Apparently Venom did all the shit, remember? And they destroyed all the Tony Stark tech in the last movie.
No, well, he created a suit at the end.
Yeah, out of his design.
Right, because he's smart.
So it's his suit now. It's no longer.
But it's still
no longer the. Well, I mean, yes and no.
It is
maybe
yes and no.
Maybe Tony Stark didn't design it, but it's still his.
But anyway, I think it's smart of Sony to want to distance themselves from Disney, but I don't think it was smart the way they went about it.
They should have done three. And then said, okay.
I agree with you. Out. But especially the way they left Spider-Man in Far From Home, it was really like, what the fuck's going to happen now? Know, like, what is your plan? What's your end game here?
Yeah. That's what I think. I think that they don't have
the movie end game. No, okay. Where you're trying to go with the story. It didn't really feel. I think that's why I didn't like the movie as much, because it felt like they had the biggest reveal as a post-credit scene.
Well, I thought it was sitting up Phase Four, but obviously now it's not,
because
they're parting ways.
It's true.
Oh well.
But anyway, I mean, I'm sure billions of people have talked about the Sony deal, and I'm sure people are tired of hearing about billionaire people have a pissy fit over who owns what.
It just hurts the kids.
Yeah, it's that's what happens during divorces.
Mommy and daddy fighting, and
kids always get hurt.
Did you see the How It Should Have Ended, where they took the scene about Aunt May and Happy about at the end of the movie where they're like, yeah, we're dating, and the other one's like,
no,
we're not. They took that and they put Sony over one of them and Disney over the other one, and Sony's like, or Disney's like, yeah, we're dating, and Sony's like, no, we're not. He's really. Like, what do you mean? What's going on? and Peter's just sitting there like,
was those years what together meant nothing to you?
It's really funny. You should watch
That's
it.
Great.
So yes, Phase 20, 220 is the name of the restaurant.
220.
You're 220 miles up in the air.
The big elevator is going to take you all the way up.
I just remember a lot of twos in it.
Okay, you're an old school Epcot fan.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to remind me of that elevator that you take up to get to the restaurant.
It's
going to be like the elevator that had in the Seas before. It feels like, oh, you're actually going down. It's going to feel like you're actually going into space.
So cool, what I understand, it's supposed to be like a clear elevator, but it's all screens.
There's going
to
be a screen like in the middle.
It's like the elevator and the new Freedom Tower in New York. When you ride the Freedom Tower elevator, you see the history of New York as you go up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what I understand it's supposed to be
but
like.
But I mean, it's a real elevator. This is not going to move.
This one's
going to move, but it's not going to
go up.
It's going to feel like it's going up.
It's going to go 200. Really
going up like two floors.
We're not really going 220 miles in space.
Yeah.
Aren't we, though?
You can believe it.
Are they going to have like space food in there? Like you get like
freeze-dried ice cream?
If they don't have Tang, then I'm out.
That's right.
Like, are they going to have gravity up there?
There's artificial gravity.
Yeah.
It should be
Disney made.
It should be like non-gravity up there, though. Like people should be floating.
You have to put boots on to stay in your seat.
That would be awesome. Like you've got people to believe this shit so much. Like, no, sir, you can't come out that door. There's no gravity out here. To where you have to come in here with these boots.
That's right. All the servers are going to float around.
Is it going to be like a bowling alley where you have to get your shoes?
Yeah.
Somebody's spraying the boots.
There you go.
What size are you? Yeah. Nah, you look more like a 13.
So they're also talking about the Play Pavilion.
The what pavilion?
Play Pavilion.
Disney Quest 2.0.
Is it like a giant sandbox or something?
It's where the Wonder of the Life is, or used to be.
The Wind of the Life?
Wonders of Life.
Oh, Wonders of Life.
Which they've only been using that for like different
festivals
and stuff like that. So
what are they going to do with that? What's that one thing that we rode where it like spun in circles and you saw a different scene every time and it was all animatronic?
Carousel of Progress?
Yes, thank you. What are they going to do with that?
They're going to keep it.
It's staying there
forever.
Are
they, though?
Yes.
Because that thing is old.
Well, it's one of Disney's originals, so they probably won't get rid of it.
The only thing they ever update on that attraction is the end scene.
Yeah.
To make it more modern.
The one where it looks like Back to the Future 2?
Yes. Yeah. It's the future of 25 years ago.
Do you know a little interesting fact, side fact? In the first scene of that, there's a little girl.
Yeah.
And that's the only scene she's in. You know why?
I do not know why.
It's because they didn't have a boy?
No, the actress that they got to play the model that part, right after they did modeled that one, she died.
Really?
Weird.
So then they decided just to not include her in the rest of the...
Did you hear... Back when it first opened, there was a decapitation in that ride.
Oh my god! Was it a robot?
No, it was an employee, so a cast member. So you know it. The walls.
What was he doing?
It's a great big. Oh.
Okay. So the walls actually, when it first, they had to close it down and redesign the way the walls moved and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because I guess she was looking back at the last scene. And the wall came and just chopped her head off.
Wow.
And then a head just rolled out onto the people's feet.
Apparently. Like,
this is so lifelike.
Mommy, look!
Don't touch that. They've totally changed
God, that's
the
got to be weird. Like, blood spurting out everywhere. Oh, man, that must have been terrible.
So Disney.
So much fun.
It's a family fun place.
Then the girl moved to Haunted Mansion.
That's where they put her body.
So the Play Pavilion is going to be real character driven,
sort of Disney Quest like.
I think that's a good description. It's cool though. Spaceship Earth, we said, is going to have a redesign inside.
Will Smith is going to be in it.
Well, there is going to be a new narration and new music,
By Will Smith.
I don't know. As long as they change the ending where you just...
Only if he's doing his genie rapping voice the whole entire time.
That'd be great. Because that ending now is fucking horrible.
It's so bad.
So bad.
I don't remember the ending of Spaceship Earth.
Like, so when you're coming back, you have that little screen on your feet, and you have to pick, I'm going to go home through space, or...
I remember this now. We wrote this. I know we did. I just don't remember the ending.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Word. What other D23 highlights would you say?
Well, they're talking about a lot of the different... They're just going to redesign the way... They've already taken all the monoliths out, where the Little Legacy monoliths are gone now. I'm excited just what they're going to do to make it modern.
More Disney?
More Disney.
Yeah. It's so hard to get into the park right now. When I was there the other week, to get into Epcot, you have to basically... walk way down past the entrance, circle back around, and then get into the park.
Don't they have the big trolley thing for people?
No, when you get off there, there's so much construction, they have it all fenced off, and you have to walk a mile just to get into the park.
So did you guys jump on the Disney Plus deal?
Yes.
Who didn't? It would be crazy not to.
I know. But people who couldn't afford it.
Well, I mean, in the long run, you're saving money.
You're getting a year for free, basically.
Yeah, and you're paying less per month.
And you're getting a Figment animated series.
I hope so.
I don't think so.
I'm excited. What are you excited for the most, besides The Mandalorian, which is day one, the first episode?
Mandalorian, but it's not all episodes
at
once.
No,
it's week to week.
I know.
I mean, I applaud them for it, really, because binge culture has ruined television, but I want to watch all that shit at once.
I do too.
Yeah.
Looking forward to The Mandalorian.
What am I looking forward to? I don't know. I'm really interested in the Miss Marvel thing and the She-Hulk stuff that they announced.
Moon Knight. I've always heard
about Moon Knight. I never read Moon Knight.
I've essentially
known he's a paranoid schizophrenic Batman for Marvel. That's what I've been explained to.
Yeah, pretty much.
But this depends what version of Moon Knight you're talking about, because there's a version where he goes to Egypt and he becomes possessed by a pharaoh.
Well, so that's
then
the thing.
It's kind of like he's not sure. He might just be crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing with him. It's either he's possessed by this Egyptian god or whatever,
right.
Or he's just crazy and he doesn't know. And that's what makes it crazy.
And yeah, he beats up bad people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's Marvel's
So
Batman.
Other than that, I don't know anything about Moon Knight.
I'm looking forward. I know they're going to have like a bunch of different like documentaries on Imagineering and stuff like that.
That looks really cool.
I'm looking forward to that. There's like that one series that they're going to have a book for. I can't remember what it's called.
Well, that's the funny thing that I was going to mention earlier. When they announced Epic Universe, Disney said, we've got this first day D23 major announcement.
Yeah, the major
that's
announcement.
It's going to compete with Epic Universe announcement. And it was that. It was the book documentary.
The book and the documentary. Like, okay.
Everybody's like, I mean, what?
The documentary looks really cool.
Oh, it looks cool.
But it's not the most Epic Universes of Universal.
Yeah.
Epic. Which is
but the people that they're doing the documentary on are like the big time people there. I wanted to do one on like the popcorn cart guy. It's like, yes, I'm here from like
I've been here for 20 years.
20 years selling popcorn. I work here for 12 hours a day and I go home.
Dumbass kids keep buying popcorn.
I want to watch that one.
That sounds more of a sad story more than anything else.
How long have you been here? I've been here for 28 years selling popcorn.
Yeah. Wow. Hate these
I got this
kids.
Pin.
I got a pin from my 30-year service.
He probably does.
But do they get pins?
Well, there was some other cool stuff.
All the Marvel shows. The WandaVision show is going to be weird.
Yeah, all the Marvel stuff is very interesting because all that stuff is technically part of their new phase in a way.
Yeah,
so that stuff is not technically the cinematic phase, but it's like the prequel to the phase that leads up to it.
Well,
you need to watch it in order to enjoy the fucking movie.
It's not all going
to
be, well, that's how they get you.
Yeah, I know. It's exactly how Disney gets you.
It's perfect synergy, you know?
They coined the term. I know.
They did. I worked at the Disney store many, many years ago. In our training, we had to learn about synergy.
Synergy.
I was like, they live and die by synergy.
Sure.
Throwing IPs in the Epcot. There you go. Synergistic.
How can we make this more Disney?
More Disney.
That's what we're going to call this episode.
More Disney.
Disney geekery.
I think it probably will be.
That one of
them is M-O-A-R Disney. Though.
Yeah.
Everything spelled incorrect.
So if you know about the Scarlet Witch, like her comic book background, then this show is going to be ridiculous. Because she goes bonkers. She goes nuts. And she creates her own world that's Donna Reed 50s era sitcom with Vision
as
her
makes
husband.
Sense. Yeah,
so I've heard it's going to be a little bit like the Tom King Vision, where he created a family of a wife and kids and Viv and the dog and everything.
Yeah.
Which I hope they bring some of those characters in, because that'd be fucking awesome. If they're going to bring Miss Marvel, they need to bring Viv into it. Viv Vision. They could create a champion series down the road with a writer, Rick, I can't remember, the young Nova.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
That'd be cool.
I'm excited for that. But yeah, it maybe has to do, it's going to tie into the next, phase by bringing mutants into it.
Mm-hmm.
Because at one point, I can't remember the exact series in the comics, is escaping me, but she kills most of the mutants in the world.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Scarlet Witch just goes crazy and kills everybody.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's like only 198 mutants left.
Yeah, I think this is going to tie into Doctor Strange 2.
Because
she's going to be in it.
Yeah, she's a main character in Doctor Strange.
I think she's going to be like
and the
crazy
madness of
one.
The multiverse.
Yeah. The first horror MCU movie, I guess, is
with
what they're calling
like
it. Yeah, with quotes.
Horror
yeah, you can't see that with air quotes, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of good stuff.
A lot of good stuff.
The Obi-Wan.
There's the World According to Jeff Goldblum.
That looks ridiculous.
I'm on board for that.
Catherine is so crazy so for funny. That.
Yeah.
Okay, you and me, I'm going to really geek out and nerd out.
No, please. Go ahead. That's the title.
I don't know why,
show.
But I really want to see the new Lizzie McGuire show they're going to have on there. Because I want to see what they're going to do with a 30-year-old Lizzie McGuire. What are they going to do?
I don't know. I never watched the original.
I've watched it because I've watched Disney all my life.
So
it was a show and I watched it. But I want to see what they do with a 30-year-old.
They're bringing Hilary Duff back?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
It's gonna have to be like the Full House.
It's gotta be
Fuller
ridiculous
kind of idea. Like, so basically,
the plot of the show is she's 30 years old in New York trying to make it, like in a business or something. But she has the cartoon teenage Lizzie McGuire still living in her brain.
See, I don't know what the series is about.
So basically, it's a kid, and she has this. She thinks about everything through this animated character of herself that lives in her brain.
Okay.
And so the premise of this show is she's an adult, but she still has this little kid living inside her brain telling her everything to do. So it's going to be weird. Right. And I just want to see how they're going to do this. And because when they announced it, I'm like, are they just like making a remake with kids? And then they said, no, it's going to be 30-year-old Lizzie McGuire. I'm like, really? This is going
to
be ridiculous.
I'm looking forward to the new Muppets show, whatever it's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they still haven't decided what it's going to be.
I think it's going to be a lot like the old one.
It needs to be like
a variety show?
Remember the Muppets Tonight? It was sort of like behind the scenes, sort of like office.
Yeah,
office
like sort of like that.
I'd still be down for that because that was great.
So I'm looking at some of the stuff that they announced that's going to definitely be in the Disney Plus program.
Lady and the Tramp, you said.
Yeah, Lady and the Tramp, Ink and Paint, which is a docuseries based on the animation of Disney, which is going to be available on the second year of launch.
Okay, that sounds interesting to me.
Yeah, Earth Keepers, the creators of Chef Table and the producers of One Lucky Elephant will have a docuseries on the adventurous lives of the people, changing the way humans see the animal kingdom. That's also available the second year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah, Shop Class, which is a competition series featuring teams of students tasked with designing, building, and testing new contraptions.
There'll be a lot of fingers lost in that show.
Rogue Trip.
They're going to cut that out.
Journalist Bob Woodruff travels the world with his 27-year-old son, Mac, and visit places your average tourist would least likely to venture.
Now that Mac is in it, I'm on board.
Yeah.
Who's Bob Woodruff?
I don't know.
You know, good old Bob.
Good old Bob. Reconnect.
I never heard of any of this shit.
Well, this is all the stuff they announced.
God damn it.
I didn't hear any of this stuff either.
Yeah. A family will disconnect from their busy lives, devices, outside influence in order to address the relatable issues of driving the wedge between them. With the help of an expert, each family will embark on a unique journey and confront their dilemmas ahead. This is a reality show that they're putting on Disney Plus.
Okay, I'll skip that.
Yeah.
Not everything's going to be golden.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to have Disney Afternoon on there eventually, so I'm sold on that.
Yeah.
Marvel 616, anthological documentary series from Marvel New Media in partnership with Supper Club Explorers, explores the intersection between Marvel's legacy of stories, characters, creators, and the world outside your window.
So a Marvel documentary series.
Yep.
I'm on board.
The Magic of Animal Magic of Animal Kingdom.
I thought you said Anal Kingdom.
That's exactly what it is. It's
the Magic of Anal Kingdom.
Anal Kingdoms.
That's a different series.
Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park and Epcot Sea-Based Aquarium team of more than 1,000 animal experts, veterinarians, biologists perform groundbreaking work. And so it's basically a nature documentary series about people who work at Animal Kingdom.
This is all like not the first year.
Yeah, this is all first year.
Is this all first
year? Except for the ones I said that weren't first year. The Making of Frozen 2, Into the Unknown.
Yeah, of course.
I wonder what that's about.
Cinema Relics.
So on the Blu-ray of Frozen, they have The Making of Frozen.
Okay.
And so you're like, okay, it's going to be like behind the scenes and stuff. So it starts out and it has a couple of the actors from the movie and they're like, we're going to take you through the animation process and stuff. And then they go into song and the whole song is about, we're going to show you how this is made. And they never show you how it's made. It's like, it's like hilarious. It's like all the actors are like, this is how we make animation. And they just like go through this whole thing, singing the song. And then by the end, they're like, that's good enough. And then they just walk out and leave.
Wow.
So you think you're getting
the whole thing?
Yeah, you think you're getting this documentary about how they made the movie, but it's just the cast singing about making a...
The Kristen Bell?
Yeah, they're all in there. It's hilarious.
So also on here is Cinema Relics, Iconic Art of Movies.
That sounds cool.
An anthology series that take a look at beloved films through props, costumes that made them unique from the craftspeople who created them, the actors who interacted with them, and the collectors and archivists who own and cherish them.
Like you.
Yes. Hosted by Dan Langan.
Oh, Dan.
Yeah. Do you know him?
No.
The first episodes are about Pirates of the Caribbean, Mary Poppins, The Muppet Movie, Tron, Roger Rabbit, and more.
Those all sound like Disney properties.
What?
What?
No way, you say. Be Our Chef, hosted by Angela Kinsey from The Office, invites families from diverse backgrounds to join them on a Disney-inspired cooking competition at Walt Disney World, where in each episode, two families will participate in a theme challenge based on their family traditions and the magic of Disney. Finalists will apply what they've learned and create a dish that represents that... the family through the Disneyland, anything could be possible.
And at the very end, Bobby Flay will come out and you have to beat him.
Marvel's What If, Star Wars Clone Wars.
Oh, yeah, Clone Wars.
Marvel's Hero Project, a series produced by Marvel's New Media. Oh, shit. Sorry. Oh, shit. In partnership with MaggieVision, I don't know what MaggieVision is, reveals the positive change that several young heroes are making in their own communities. Celebrates Marvel's superhero abilities with young heroes true to life.
Oh.
God damn it.
Walt Disney
Imagineering. A lot of this stuff sounds like ego stroking.
Walt Disney Imagineering documentary series, which we talked about. Encore. Which takes the former castmates of High School Musical.
Okay, skip that.
That looks horrible.
And they're recreating the original performances from the previous movies. Monsters at Work, inspired by the Pixar Inc. This actually looks pretty good. Yeah, I saw the art. Yeah, it's a series.
Okay.
It's based on Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
That looks pretty good.
That's where they do after they graduate university.
It's different monsters, not the ones from the movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ones from university?
No, it's like completely new monsters.
Yeah. I think it takes place during Monsters, Inc.
Yeah,
I
think so.
And it's a Lamp Life. Bo Peep makes a big comeback in Toy Story 4. Stars in his animated short film, finally answering, where has Bo been this whole entire time? If you were asking.
Thank you.
Bo knows.
hilarious.
Bo knows.
Spark Shorts, which will be Pixar animation short films. Forky Ask a Question, which is another short film.
So basically, anything ever that's Disney owned is going to be on here.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Cassie and Andor series.
Yes.
Yes. I want to see. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Because nobody's asking for that.
I did.
I'm asking.
Why?
For that.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Because
yeah.
Rogue One was the worst, everybody.
No.
Wait a second.
Hey, you don't like The Last Jedi.
I know. You don't like Rogue One?
No, I hated it.
Yeah. It's sad.
Yeah. Because it was no character development whatsoever.
They all died.
Exactly. Give me some character development to care about them. Come on.
Originally, they weren't supposed to die.
I know.
Because they thought Disney wouldn't let them kill them. But Disney said, okay, kill them.
We talked about all the other stuff that they shown. Plus all the old movies.
Yep.
And then any Disney movie.
And eventually everything.
So minus all the crap, all the good stuff's there.
What do you think of the What If, the What If show? What do you
think? I'm excited for What If.
Yeah.
Have you seen any of the animation style yet?
No.
I didn't think so.
I saw some leaked images.
Yeah. The first episode was supposed to be What If Peggy Carter got the serum and became super strong.
Yeah.
Third episode. She's also going to be in the Mission Impossible. Thank you. Mm. I saw that recently on the news. Yeah.
The third episode is What If Spider-Man stayed in the MCU?
Boops.
That's funny. That's funny. Funny guy over here. Funny.
I try, you know.
What if, what would be your What If series, Kerry?
You know, I loved the What If series back in the 80s.
It was
amazing. I'm trying to remember my favorite stories. Like, what if Wolverine, you know, didn't have the healing factor?
He would
stuff
be dead.
Like that. Pretty much.
short episode.
That's a short story there.
What if Wolverine doesn't have healing powers? It's over.
Yeah.
Like he wouldn't survive the process.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's so much cool stuff they could do, you know?
Are they doing the zombies? Because I saw a leaked image of
I've
Captain
heard
America.
Marvel zombies, yeah.
As
I want
a
full Marvel zombies series, full-length animated movie, something.
I don't think that'll ever happen, to be honest with
you. It could.
Not on Disney Plus.
There's something, because let me see if I can find a leaked image of Captain America as a zombie.
That's right. I don't know. There's so much room. I mean, Disney Plus is going to just own everything pretty soon.
It's true.
Really will.
I don't know what my what-if series would be.
Why are we quiet now?
We don't know if that's real, though, right? We're just guessing. No, I'm
pretty sure that's... Have you seen this? Yeah.
Yeah, they are doing... Yeah, that is... Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
What if Captain America couldn't live forever? That's basically what that is.
You're just motioning your kid's room. Sorry.
Oh, he's probably awake.
I am definitely looking for. Well, I'm paid up for 3 years, so.
Yeah. So we're in it to win it at this point.
What do they call the... What club are we in?
D23 Club. The Founders Club. Yeah.
We should get like a top hat and like a smoking jacket.
And a monocle and shit.
Monocle and shit. Watch the Disney Channel. But I grew up on the Disney Channel. Like, if they bring any of those old shows back from like early Disney Channel, like even like the old kid stuff, like remember Dumbo Circus and all those old shows.
I'm sure they'll bring them back.
All the Disney Afternoon stuff needs to be on there.
Well, they said they're getting rid of the vault specifically for the streaming service. So everything should be coming out of the vault, including those old cartoons. Probably not the racist ones, though, if I had to guess.
I own some of those on the World War II stuff.
Yeah. I recently bought
the Disney Archives.
Some of the Disney Archive stuff.
Yes.
But I only bought the ones that I remembered liking as a child.
So. Where'd you find them at?
eBay.
Oh, really?
The one that I bought had a disc missing in it. And I contacted the guy, and he said, like, oh, I don't have it, sorry. And he wouldn't refund me the money. So.
Wow.
But I wanted the thing bad enough, so I kept it anyway. So.
I bought all those when they first came out. I don't think I bought every single one, but I have a pretty big collection.
I bought the Mickey Mouse ones. It's the ones I enjoyed the most.
I have the Disneyland one, which is really cool if you haven't seen that one. The Donald Duck ones are pretty cool.
Yeah. And the Goofy ones are good.
Goofy ones.
Yeah. Yep. But I can't find Goofy or Donald anywhere.
Really?
And if you can, they're like over $300.
What?
Yeah. Hmm.
Shit.
Probably not anymore because they're probably worthless at this point with Disney Plus coming out.
It's true. All right, so let's talk about our sponsor real quick, and then let's talk about what's tickling our geek, and then let's wrap it up.
Let's put a Disney Plus on this bitch.
Right. More Disney. So, if I wanted to buy a Disney statue or a Disney Funko Pop, where would you go?
Disney World.
Okay, besides that?
Disneyland.
Besides that?
Amazon.
Target soon.
Target, there
Target
you go.
Target now.
Yeah.
If I wanted to buy Haunted Mansion. No, if I wanted to buy... Work with me here, dude.
Bandai?
Bandai?
Maybe some Funko Pop exclusives.
Some artifacts, yeah.
Yeah.
Where would I go?
You would go to a website of some sort.
What would that website be?
It's...
Don't throw a tantrum,
something
dude.
Tantrum Collectibles.
www.tantrumcollectibles.com.
Yeah, see, I told you.
Something in there.
Yeah, it's in there.
What if I wanted to save 10%?
Probably ask for some money or something, I guess. No? You wouldn't do that. Grandma?
I don't have a grandma. They're both dead. Why'd you have to bring me down, dude?
Wow. Way to take it down.
Way to bring me down.
Way to bring it down.
Talking about my dead family like that.
Holy shit. This poor Tantrum Collectibles.
I
want to
save 10% now.
You could put a discount code, I imagine.
Of? What's that code?
Something with an M in it, I imagine.
It's Metal Geeks.
Metal and a Geek in there, possibly? Yeah. There you go. Metal Geeks.
There you go.
And I knew it. He knew it.
I was just going to let you try for
See?
It.
See? Thanks.
So, Ryan, if I wanted to save 10% and get on this website, what would I do?
You go to the website and put in Metal Geeks discount code?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
see how easy that is? And he doesn't even know.
He's new.
Yeah.
You're After not. This show, he's never coming back. I could feel it already.
He's new. You're old. You should know this shit.
I know it. I do it for fun. Uh-huh. They pay me the big bucks for this stuff.
But anyways, we're gonna make nice to our sponsor here, TantrumCollectibles.com. If you're looking for cool brands such as Funko, Bandai, Artifacts, Banpresto, and more, use the coupon code MetalGeeks to save 10% off your entire order.
Some stuff.
Every week on every episode, we do something called Tickling Your Geek. So something that's basically what you're looking forward to. I know what yours probably is. It's Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, but...
No, man, it's watching Last Jedi again.
Yeah.
No, so it's Lizzie McGuire show.
But is there something that we haven't discussed that is tickling your geek and you're looking forward to?
I don't know, but I want a sponsor now. I think I'm just going to start saying stuff on our episodes. This episode's sponsored by Orange Juice.
There you go. Not any orange juice in particular.
Just orange juice.
Especially orangejuice.com, not a sponsor.
So, that's funny you say that. We'll come back.
Sorry.
There's a show called Uninformed Opinions that I used to listen to. So, it was two guys. One of the guys, his name was Wombat. He's from the CADcast. And the other guy named was Christian Spicer, which we've had on the show before. And they would pick a topic, not do any research on it, and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But every end of every episode, they were sponsored by something, and he'd always say orange juice. And when he said that, I'm like, that's fucking funny.
That's hilarious.
All right.
So. Anyways, tickling my geek.
Hmm. Yeah, what is something you're looking forward to?
Besides going to Disney.
We
already know that.
We spent 2 hours blowing Disney. So. Yeah,
more Disney.
The Joker movie.
Oh, you know, they got a fucking award.
I know. I'm
the
looking
new
forward
trailer
to
it. It does not look that bad.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
It looks like if Scorsese made a Joker movie.
Or De Palma.
It looks more like King of New York Taxi Driver. / Warriors.
Yeah. It's piqued my interest, the news trailer.
Well, I mean, every critic in the world is like clamoring over Joaquin Phoenix. So. Yeah.
So
there's that.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it as well.
October, right?
October 5th?
Fourth. Yeah. What about you?
This weekend, I am going out of town for a nice little show called MondoCon.
You're going to MondoCon.
I am going to MondoCon.
Oh, you suck.
I suck. Why? I've been wanting to go for like 4 years, and every year, because of work or something stupid related in my life, will prevent me from going. And so I am officially going this year.
You buy a bunch of posters and not.
I'm gonna try not to. I'm gonna really try not to.
You're like me. You don't have any room for it.
I don't. I have zero room at this point. I need a flat file to start filing stuff that I don't have frames for.
That's not a bad idea. You can. Find an engineering firm that's closing down and buy a flat file.
That's what I want. I need to find a nice flat file that I can display in my office.
That'd be cool.
Anyway, I'm going to MondoCon. There you go. I don't have any used space up there. I'm going to MondoCon. Super excited. Is like the first time in...
Isn't Drew Struzan going to be there?
Yes, he will be there. So is Franco Facchila. I'm saying his name wrong. He's done a lot of art. He did a lot of Hellboy stuff.
Okay.
When Hellboy in Hell came out. He's done a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did a lot of those covers.
Cool.
Is he Italian?
Yes, he's very Italian.
Sorry. The way you said it reminded me.
His name
me.
Is Francesco Fanchila or something
that.
The way you said it first reminded me of Christmas Story. It's Fragile.
Fragile. It's French.
You and your bride-to-be are going?
Yes, Catherine and I are going together.
How much tickets?
They are $100-something for 2 days, and I think $65 for the Sunday only, because Saturday is sold out.
You going to Sunday only? Or?
I got press passes, so we're going for both days.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Thanks to Justin, who did the legwork and got us press passes for Mindfudge. We'll be doing some minor coverage, I guess. I shouldn't say minor. We'll be doing coverage. At Mindfudge, I'll be saying all the stupid things you hear me say here, but I'll be saying them over there.
That's right.
And I'll be commenting on people's art and what I think about it. Most of it's going to be awesome. A lot of it will be bad. Eventually, people are going to get that these are the jokes. Eventually.
How long have you been on the show? I still haven't gotten it.
Eventually, they'll get it. It's just because it's elevated comedy, Carrie. Oh. Elevated comedy.
Oh. I guess I haven't elevated enough.
You don't have an elevated sense of humor, is what.
Apparently not.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I haven't really had a chance I don't know, since I've gotten back from San Francisco in January to unwind and relax. So it'd be nice to like not work and not think about anything and just
I'm
have
going
fun.
To Austin the following weekend, but not for MondoCon, unfortunately.
I kind of know what you're going to Austin for.
Yes, yeah. You sort of know.
I sort of know.
Because
part of it's for a concert, and the other
not a concert, actually.
Oh, it's not? What is it for?
Well, it's the thing you're thinking about.
Yeah, the thing I'm thinking about, there's another thing that you're going
but
to
But we have
Austin
to be back
to be.
On Sunday for a concert, which there is what's go. Tickling my geek, and we have to be back earlier than that because the Iron Maiden fan club is putting together an event where the album artist cover, Derek Riggs, is going to be in the Woodlands doing signings. So you can buy print from them, and I would love to get an original piece from them. It'd be awesome. But he's going to be doing signing before the Iron Maiden concert in the Woodlands.
Right on.
So I'm definitely looking forward to that. So I'm going to bring her to Austin that weekend, hang out there for a couple days, and then pick her up on the way back and go to the concert.
Sounds like a plan, Stan.
Yeah. But that we can talk about more details on that offline.
Word.
Yeah.
No.
Secrets.
Ooh. Not secrets. People just don't care about that shit.
People don't care.
All right. So that wraps it up for this episode of the Metal Geeks Podcast. And you can follow us on all the social medias at Metal Geeks. It's on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and all those good places. Of course, you can also find the show at metalgeeks.net and our affiliate network, esonetwork.com. You go there, check out all the great shows that are part of the ESO Network, and you can subscribe to the one feed. All the shows, one place, really cool. Find us as well on iTunes. Subscribe to us there. Give us a good review. We're on Stitcher and Google Play, all those kind of places. Oh, yeah. Spotify. We're on Spotify. Yeah. Don't forget that. You can also find our co-host here, the illustrious George, at Mind Fudgers. It's Mind Fudge Comedy, his other podcast that he does, as well as Gray Bear Comics at GRAYBEAR Comics. And you can find the I Am Geek podcast on the social medias as well, at I Am Geek Show on the social medias, Twitter, Facebook, and all those good things. You can also visit the I Am Geek website at iamgeekshow.weebly.com. Check out all the cool episodes these guys have geeked out on, because you are a geek. Thanks to Ryan for hanging out with us tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Thanks for George for not being too much of a dick tonight.
What the fuck? When am I ever a dick? Never.
It's just your elevated sense of humor.
It's exactly what it is. They're just not on my playing field.
I figured it out. Now, that's why you like The Last Jedi, because of your
elevated
sense of humor.
He's transcendent.
You're like, you don't understand. This is the best comedy ever made.
It's the biggest joke. You just don't get it.
All right. Well, as always, we have one last thing we have to say to wrap up the show. And we'll let our guest say one of them. Oh, so we always say keep it metal. And we always say keep it geeky.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
We'll do keep it metal first. And then,
will we?
Yes. So one, two.
Keep it geeky.
No.
I thought you were going to say keep it metal.
We'll do it one more time.
One more time.
One,
here we go.
Two.
Metal geeky.
One.
Two. Five.
Okay, I'm not elevated enough right now.
Carrie's like, I'm ready to go to bed.
Okay, one, two, three.
Keep it metal. And you. Always.
Keep it geeky.
All right. Got it.
Look, we know it's a long time till Doctor Who comes back on the air.
Sorry.
But your friends here at the Earth Station Who podcast are here to help.
That's right. Mike, and Mary will be your guide through this wilderness year with reviews of classic stories, audios, and even some group discussions featuring some special guests.
Join us for new episodes every other week up on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are found.
The Earth Station Who podcast, exploring over 50 years of the Doctor Who universe.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping through Amazon.com or the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.